Good Tuesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Did you peek out the window yet? Maybe you're outside driving or at work. Beautiful moon out there, nearly full. I just saw a report that's the strawberry moon. I guess tonight it's supposed to be even fuller and beautiful out there if the skies cooperate. Right now, partly cloudy. Still able to see it. Absolutely gorgeous. Lighten up things out there. We are 48 degrees at our WDAY radio studios. High atop I-29 in South Fargo. Winds light out of the south. Dina was calling today the pick day of the week. We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies. 83 for our high temp. So those of you who like it warmer, you'll be getting that today. Winds out of the west, northwest, 15 to 25 miles an hour. We did have detectable smoke in the air yesterday. I'm not sure if we'll be seeing that again today, but Dina will be letting us know coming up in the next hour. In a span of just a week, two violent attacks on Fargo police officers. Last week, a female officer was attacked by a minor. She was kicked in the head while trying to detain the suspect. 4 days later, another assault came to light. Both of those attacks were caught on video. Police say in the latest incident, 37-year-old Joseph Manitowabi punched three officers in the head before taking off running. Chief Dave Zabulski explains training within the Fargo Police Department is extensive and does not stop after graduation. He says resiliency training is given to those bouncing back from attacks like these. A Fargo man was arrested for stalking a woman and using a tracking device on her vehicle. Matthew Nystrom drove by the victim's home, which violated a protection order. Police say the victim said a few days later she was driving home from work when she received a notification on her phone that a tracking device had been located. A tag was found. Nystrom's in charge of stalking in violation of a protection order. Nine people could get up to life in prison for distributing meth in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Authorities say the meth trafficking conspiracy is tied to the almighty Latin King National Street Gang. Those arrested are from Oaks, Belcourt, Aberdeen, Audubon, and Wells, Minnesota. Each of the defendants faces a minimum prison sentence of 10 years, but they could all get up to life. More than a dozen law enforcement agencies worked that case alongside the FBI, DEA, and ATF. Gary Lorenz has been appointed as Fargo's next fire chief. The Grand Forks Fire Department chief received the appointment at last night's city commission meeting. As soon as the final pieces of the conditional offer are accomplished, Lorenz will be formally installed at Fargo fire chief at a future commission meeting, as well as a ceremonial swearing in. He replaces Steve Dirksen. A mental health director position will be added in the Grand Forks Public School District. The new position was created after the district's mental health coordinator resigned, prompting district officials to elevate the position to a director status. Duties will include planning and executing crisis response efforts for Grand Forks schools. The Minnesota House and Senate have passed a bill to remove undocumented adults from taxpayer-funded MinnesotaCare health care. The move was agreed to in budget negotiations between the governor and legislative leaders before the special session began yesterday. The bill was approved in the Senate by four DFLers, including State Senator Rob Kupick of Moorhead, who calls it a very difficult vote.
At a time, you know, when we are making cuts to people with disabilities, people who are in nursing homes, it feels like that time, even though it's not a huge financial savings, it feels like a time to make sure that, you know, we are spreading that those cuts around to everybody.
Kupick adds our nation's health care system is a mess. He believes everyone deserves health care. North Dakota teens are now required to pass a boating basics course. The law requires those ages 12 to 15 to pass the course if they want to operate a boat or personal watercraft. Courses are offered for free online with web links available on the North Dakota Game and Fish Department website. Teens will learn about several topics, including navigation rules, understanding weather factors, and first aid safety. And Mandan residents can travel back in time today. Mandan Public School officials discovered a time capsule from over 60 years ago at the district's old high school. The metal case contains several items from the 1956-57 school year. Those artifacts will be displayed today at the Brave Center between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. 5:05, time now for a check on your WDAY radio sports with Jace Denman. Jimmy must be sleepy today. That's why you're
nothing happened in the sports world last night. Bonnie, back to you.
There's a few things there. We've got like Twins, the Vikings, and the Lynx to talk about, I guess, this morning.
Florida Panthers won game 3 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
Were you up late watching that?
It was 1-0, and Edmonton took 4 penalties in the first period. And so 4 power plays for the Panthers is not really going to line up very well for you. So they end up getting another goal towards the end of the period. It was 2-0. And quite honestly, I'm like, if Bobrovsky is going to continue to play in net like he is against one of the best scoring teams in the NHL and the Edmonton Oilers, I don't know that the Panthers have much chance to lose this one because Bobrovsky, their goaltender, is playing so well. So I tuned out. I watched something else for a little bit, then went to bed. So
it's not the Wild.
All I know, I don't remember what the exact score was. I think it was like 6-2 or something. I forget. I just know that Florida won fairly easily. Last I checked, the score was 4-1 in the second, so I didn't go back to the game. But Florida wins. They take a 2-1 series.
6-1.
Yeah, it was 6-1. Okay, yeah. So they take a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 in Florida will be Thursday. So we have an off night tonight for both the NBA Finals and the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. So I guess find something to do.
Get a life, people.
Get out of the house today. It's going to be warm. It'll be warm in the evening. Tonight, the Minnesota Twins are trying to get back on a winning streak when they host the Texas Rangers at Target Field. Twins dropped 2 of 3 to the Blue Jays over the weekend. Minnesota is in second place in the AL Central with a 35-30 record. They've really shot up the standings there. First pitch scheduled for 6:40 p.m., so not a super late night tonight. Minnesota Lynx are getting ready for their game against the Seattle Storm at Climate Pledge Arena tomorrow. Minnesota's on a 9-game winning streak to start the season after earning an 81-65 road win over the Dallas Wings on Sunday. Keep in mind that 3 of their 6 wins have been against Dallas based on however they've scheduled it. So maybe take it with a grain of salt, because if you play the same team over and over again and you're able to beat them, you know, maybe it's hard to kind of really gauge how good you are. But obviously the Lynx are very good. They'll try and go for 10-0. They are in first place in the WNBA with a 9-0 record. Tomorrow's game tips off late at 9 p.m. Minnesota Vikings begin their 3rd week of off-season practices. The Purple have a mandatory minicamp at TCO Performance Center today after spending the last 2 weeks doing optional organized team activities, or OTAs as the cool kids like to call them. Minnesota will also have practices tomorrow and on Thursday before hosting their final week of OTAs next week.
Did you see the beautiful moon out there this morning?
There's a moon?
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's. I guess it's the strawberry moon. I just noticed.
I was busy leaving my house on time and then having to turn around because I forgot my phone.
I know. I feel naked today. I forgot my Fitbit. And now I don't know what my steps are or what my pulse
you're
is.
You're gonna have to make sure you have an app on your phone and carry your phone around every time you walk and try and count your steps that way.
Yeah, I'm just gonna not count my steps. I had it on.
I thought I saw a tan line.
Yeah, you do. I had it on, and then it's like I was getting ready, and it's like, oh, it must not have been sitting properly on the charger because it was like almost dead. So I threw it on the charger, and then I left it on the bathroom sink.
We've got this like phone holder thing in the bathroom, and so to get it up off the counter, I stuck it on that. And as soon as I drove about 2 houses down, I was like, doggone it! And so then I turned around, went back and got it. So.
Yeah, I like was on the way to work, and I know something doesn't. I feel naked because if you figure you wear a watch or Fitbit or whatever
I do the thing. I do the thing where I tap my pockets because I always put things in the same pocket. And yesterday I went, okay, I've got 2 things in my pocket. I'm supposed to have 3. Yeah. My AirPods. I can live without them, so I kept on going.
Well, I have a dog now who likes to bark at things, so I'm not going back to the house if I forget something in the
morning. He'll wake everybody up.
Yeah, he will. It was funny because Milos was still here, not last night, but the night before, and the boys were downstairs watching an NBA game, and I was thirsty, so I got up to get some water. Odin went crazy, and they're trying to figure out, and I hear Milos say, he must have heard a noise.
Yeah, it's no
like
kidding.
Me tiptoeing into the kitchen. But yeah, he's the biggest protector. Carly's like, I slept so good without Odin here because he feels the need to bark at everything, and it freaks me out.
Were they watching basketball in Serbian?
No, I think we must have. I guess I don't know. I didn't ask them. It's possible. Was it on regular TV?
Yeah, it was on regular TV.
Okay, then they watched regular
TV. That's too bad. I would have loved to see, you know, Dwayne and Logan sitting there trying to watch Serbian again.
We've watched. It's kind of fun because you can see the game and you see the players and you know who they are or whatever, but the call is just in Serbian.
Yeah. It'd be cool to pick up a word or two, so that way when somebody makes a three, you can say
names.
Something.
Yeah,
well, your names, yeah, that's one thing. That's not going to change. I'm talking about some catchphrase in Serbian you can say on the radio.
Well, when Miloš's house gets built and they move back here, you can go hang out with Miloš and watch Serbian TV. You'd like that.
Yeah, absolutely would. Yeah.
Sports junkies, you boys will have fun together. All right, yes, there is a strawberry moon out there if it hasn't clouded up too much out there. Tomorrow morning.
There's also a raspberry beret.
I didn't know it was a strawberry moon. I just thought, oh, it's kind of like peachy looking. It's kind of pretty, and it's almost completely full. There's just like a little notch out of the top. And then I was searching around for news real quick, and I see, oh, it's the strawberry moon, which supposedly tomorrow is actually like the day to look at it at its fullest at 3:44 Eastern. So that would be 4:44 tomorrow morning our time, according to, right?
Well, I guess, I mean, you said Eastern?
Yeah, 3:44 Eastern. Is that, that's 4:44.
That's 2.
Is it 2:44 our time? Is
yeah.
It, oh, yeah, they're an hour ahead. You're right. So you're in, that's why you're in charge of math questions. No,
you didn't you work at a telemarketing place for a summer as well? That's how I learned all my time zones.
Yeah, but I didn't work there for a summer. I lasted 2.5 weeks.
Oh, that's true. Well,
I didn't even know what's going on.
You start on the East Coast, you go to the Central Mountain, then finally Pacific. So
2:40. Well, I'll get to see it. The rest of you can just sleep.
Yeah,
in
I was
going to
say I will not be seeing it.
I mean, I saw it today, so I guess. Yay, me.
Good for you.
I might not see the Northern Lights ever, but at least I get to see the full moon when they're out. And yeah, it's pretty. So if you get a chance to look at it, check it out. All right, Dino has been calling this the pick day of the week in terms of the forecast because he likes it warmer than we do. Partly to mostly sunny, looks like 83 for our high temp. Winds out of the north-northwest, 15 to 25, low around 55. Partly sunny tomorrow, will be up to 78 for the high. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Chance we could see showers and thunder showers late in the day, afternoon, evening hours. About 50% chance of that, 76 for the high. East winds 10 to 20. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, 75. Father's Day weekend looks nice. Highs will be about 80 to 85. Right now, partly cloudy, 48 degrees at our WDAY radio studios. High off I-29 in South Fargo, winds light to the south. I am not a weirdo, Roger. And I think maybe, Jay, do you have a phone holder in your bathroom? My Fitbit charger sits in my bathroom drawer because I plug it. I don't have a phone charger.
The only reason why we have this phone thing in there is because Sandy bought a phone holder for her vehicle, which technically you don't really need because with Bluetooth technology, all your screen is up on your little screen in your vehicle. Yeah. But she wanted one to like hold her phone, and she couldn't really find the right place, so she just randomly stuck it on the bathroom window. Or the bathroom mirror, excuse me.
It's not for like when you're probably using the toilet.
No.
Like putting makeup on or fixing your hair.
I mean,
Roger thinks you're weird anyway.
Well, that's true. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. But no, it's just up there. It's just been stuck there because we don't really know where to put it because it doesn't really fit in the inner vehicle like she wanted to.
You might as well use it, right?
So it's just there. So I was just trying to get, because I got a basket, because of course everything in my house is basket. So all my bathroom stuff is in this basket. My clothes are over here, and we don't have much countertop space in the bathroom. So I just took my phone and went, stuck it there out of the way so that with the way phones are, I mean, I can always see what time it is. So I know how late I'm going to be. I'm not going to be on time. I mean, let's be real. So I just had it stuck up there. And then, of course, since it's not in my pocket or it's not on the countertop like it always is, and then I pick it up, it's still stuck there. So I went 2 or 3 houses down, had to turn around and come back.
Enough about you. Let's talk about me and how I feel naked. It's seriously, my whole left arm is light because I don't have my Fitbit on.
You go watch how you word that. Talk to me how I feel naked. Let's not go there, Bonnie. This is a family show.
I'm left-handed. I use my left hand for everything, and now it's too light. My hand is just swinging all over the place this morning because it's not weighted down.
Bonnie, can you hand me that pin instead of handing it to me? It's going to be thrown at me because she's like, I don't have the weight to counterbalance it.
That's a good one. I'll use that on Waisaki when he gets here.
Yeah, exactly.
You want something, boom. Launch it. Maybe I'll go home, but then I won't be back for like an hour. Are you good?
I was
going to
say, you're just going to sit here with your arm hanging up like you got a question because it's too light.
I'm going to have to find something to hang on there that feels like a watch sort of like or something like. I don't know. You guys think you have issues? I do too. Probably way more than you guys. All right, we're going to have a song of the morning, question of the morning coming up, but right now, your national news from ABC. Tuesday morning, welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you, thanks for being here. We do appreciate it. We're going to find our next qualifier for the great grocery giveaway coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by Alsager Meats and Kingpins. One of you is going to win groceries for a year. That's $10,000 in groceries.
Just one of you, though.
I double-checked the our spreadsheet that we've got going on. Somebody didn't make the call, didn't hear their name.
What show yesterday?
That was on WAG, Weather and Egg Radio.
Maybe that says more about Dean.
Maybe.
Than the person.
So if you hear your name, yes, obviously call in that allotted time, which is
9 minutes and 70 seconds.
Or?
10 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. Or if you hear a name of like a friend or a relative, call them or text them and let them know that their name was on the radio so they can call
them. Actually, just if you hear your friend's name, maybe it's a sibling's name, just wait. See if they respond. And then within 5 seconds left, just go, man, you blew it. You can go that way, too.
There's still plenty of time to, like, if you slept, right? You slept on your name, basically. I mean, I'm not going to call this guy out, but
no.
His name would have been on the radio yesterday, Mark. Mark, yeah. You slept on your name being called. So you got to tune in all day and listen.
Well, he might not get it. He's might not ever get another chance.
Or maybe he will. We'll see.
I'm not sure how that works.
And if you haven't signed up yet, go to WDAYradionow.com. Look for the great grocery giveaway page. Click on that very short form. Just fill out your information there. And then you have to listen to WDAY Radio all day long. And if your name is called, make sure you call in that allotted time, and you'll be one of our contestants.
Come on down,
Kingpins. And you make sure you're there at the giveaway party, too, if you get qualified. That'll be Thursday, July 10th. It'll be a big fun night, and we'll choose our winner there. And, wow, yeah, $10,000 in groceries. That's life-changing
sweet.
For anybody. Right?
Yeah,
that takes pressure off you for making the rent, car payment, whatever, just paying your regular bills, whatever you might have going on in your life.
It might cover your Costco addiction. I mean, buying groceries. Just saying.
It's not really a Costco addiction. It's a you need stuff, right? And it's just
you
expensive
do,
because
and
you need
just,
a lot of stuff.
I mean, yeah. Do you need 74 rolls of toilet paper? No, not maybe all at once.
But
I mean, you'll eventually.
Per roll or per sheet, you're saving a lot of money buying it in bulk.
I know. But we bought a lot of stuff in bulk this past week, and I'm just saying.
It doesn't take much to spend $300-$400 at Costco either.
Or $500.
I haven't done the $500 yet, but
we did this weekend, and you get out of there, and you're like, oh.
But you were stocking up probably on beverages and toilet paper, like you said.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
A little bit.
It all adds up.
It definitely all adds up.
You know what? I went to the grocery store yesterday. I needed, I say a few items, but it turns into more than a few. So it was like $130 in the end. But I refused to pay $6.79 for chocolate chips. I'm like, no, I am not going to pay $6.79. I don't need them. I'm not going to make chocolate chip cookies. Actually, I was going to make Special K bars, and I have mini chocolate chips in the fridge. But I'm either going to go to Costco, or I'm going to go look at Aldi and see how much their chocolate chips are, because I'm not paying $7 for a small bag of Toll House.
They might have had $7 of Nestle chocolate chips at Costco. I'm a giant bag full.
Yeah, I know. And I should have told you to get them for me.
Only if there's a payment made to me.
Of course there would be. If I ever ripped you off, not you.
No. Although
I hate owing people money, if I ever
I meant made cookies for me. That's
that
what
kind
I
of
made.
Payment. I always come through on that, don't I?
Yeah, pretty much.
And Alex made you chocolate banana bread. There's still some left there.
Oh,
from
that's
yesterday.
Good because I think I ate half a loaf.
I saw you.
That was good stuff.
You did, but maybe you can finish up what's left.
I definitely will.
All right, question of the morning: have you ever lost something expensive or important, and did you ever find it? 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Rod Stewart, forever young. Yeah, 80 years young is what he is in the news here.
Yesterday.
Yeah, past week or so. He's had to cancel a bunch of his concerts, apparently recovering from the flu is what we learned yesterday.
Yep.
So his doctor told him to get some more rest. And it's like, that takes a lot out of you to begin with. And then to put on a show, a concert – That's a lot of stamina there. And we interviewed yesterday. We had Kathy Brecky in studio with us from Jasper's Theater, Park Rapids, by the way. They're launching their season coming up this week. We will have some tickets to give away. But she's like, fun fact, when she came right away when she came in, Becca Cody from Fargo, she's one of the backup singers for Rod Stewart. It's like, oh, okay. I had heard that, but kind of forgot about it and stuff. And I was trying to think about somebody else who was a backup singer for somebody, and I just couldn't register. And she was asking her son. I'm like, No, and I can't even remember who it was, but so cool that a young lady from Fargo here, who Kathy, I think, also gave voice lessons to, she said, Becca Cody, one of the backup singers for Rod Stewart. So we wish Sir Rod well, and we hope he's back up on his feet and back on tour. It's hard to believe some of our rockers are aging. And then we lost not a rocker, but more like the disco funk funk pioneer, Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone. Word out yesterday that he died. He was 82. Aww.
That's too bad.
So we might have to play a little Sly in the Family Stone sometime today. All right, 5:31, our question of the morn. Have you ever lost something expensive or important? And did you ever find it? Phone lines are open, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. I think anybody who fishes at some point or another has lost something. Be it a cell phone, be it sunglasses. I think Carrie lost hers in the lake. Yeah, leaned over the boat and plunk.
Oops.
I have lost sunglasses. My husband 1 year lost a cell phone. Stuff like that happens. Mm-hmm. It just, whatever, you lose it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you lose. I know somebody, I think it was my brother-in-law, lost a fishing rod and then on another adventure later on that same lake, actually caught the fishing rod. Stuff like that happens.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Ever lose anything expensive or important? Did you ever find it? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. We go to the phone lines. Looks like our friend Mike in Northwood this morning. Good morning to you, Mike. How are ya? Excellent. Did you see the pretty nearly full moon out there this morning, or is it cloudy up there? Oh, is it? I see we've had more clouds that have built in here in the metro, too, but it sure was pretty. If it's gone now, it was pretty while it lasted, I guess. Well, maybe tomorrow morning. It's supposed to be brighter and full strawberry moon tomorrow morning, so. Now, eyes to the sky. Pay attention when you drive, Mike. Well, have you ever lost anything expensive or important, and did you ever find it? Oh, no. Mm. Oh, gosh.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That's kind of like if you lose stuff in the crack of your seats in your car, kind of like that type thing. At first, I thought you were going to say that you found the wallet exactly where your hat blew off. That would have been like, doo-doo-doo-doo. That's cool, though. So, yeah, that was a relief. Did you already maybe you didn't have a lot of credit cards back then, but when you cancel everything because stuff was in your wallet, you know. Yeah, well, I knew. Well, we're not sure about Waisaki, but I knew one guy that drove around for like 17 years, never got a new license. It's just like, you're nuts. You're going to get busted someday. Are you in more trouble because that much time passed or not? I don't know. Yeah, I guess that was his philosophy. Yeah. And last I heard, he was never caught. He's passed on now as many years back. But to each his own, I guess. Wow. I guess. I guess we all roll a little differently. I'm so law-abiding. I'm boring. Yeah, probably.
That's very true.
Yeah. But there's something to be said about small town, too. You kind of keep your eyes open for stuff, and law enforcement appreciates that, too, you know? Yeah, which is good, because you just never know. It sure can. It happens in small town America too, no doubt. Well, Mike, always good talking to you. You have a great day. Yep, thank you. Yeah, I bet that moon went away, because if you look to the both to the east and north, it is really, really cloudy out there right now. So, and we do have rain in the forecast. Not today. It looks like Thursday, of course, ladies golf night. Chance of showers and thundershowers.
There you go. Bonnie and her team winning because everybody else doesn't want to get out in the rain.
And then I get the results from Lisa, and she said golf league canceled. Now, what do you mean? There was two of us teams out there. We should have won. I should have fought that fight, and she would have been like, okay, Bonnie, I'll give you the $5 prize money or whatever it is.
I was out there working hard. We won.
Just because the rest of them chickened out, the two teams that survived, we did it.
Well, look at the practice round you got in then.
Yeah. I needed the practice.
You did, especially in the rain.
Yeah, it's a different challenge, right? It's not the same. And it rained a good hour and a half of our outing and stuff. So, yeah, I did not golf well. But, you know, we had fun and I met two new friends. So it was a good time. Have you ever lost something expensive or important? Did you ever find it? 701-293-9000. That's our question of the morning. You can email us, studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Poor Susie. She's too many items, but she says they were all stolen, like babysitters or family members. That's sad. Yeah. That's dirty. Dirty low down. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, I the only thing I can really think of off the top of my head is my class ring. And
you lost that? Never found it?
Never found it, but I had this, this roommate.
Oh,
when I was in college, and he was supposed to be like on the basketball or on the football team, and that was a lie. And all of a sudden, one day I came back to the trailer house I was renting with him because I didn't know him. I just kind of found someone who knew someone was looking for a roommate. And all of a sudden, my CD player was gone, because back in the day, it wasn't just like a CD boombox. It was like a component, like you're going to build a whole system. And so all of a sudden, that was gone, and I don't remember if my PlayStation was gone or not as well, but my class ring was gone. Not that my class ring was going to be worth anything, but it was sentimental to me. So either that got stolen or I got lost in that whole transition over to that trailer house, and then I got out of that trailer house and moved into an apartment and spent my senior year there. But yeah, my
fact is, some people do steal stuff. Yeah. They're not good people. My roommate Sue, we lived in this big house. It was my senior year, her junior year. We didn't know anybody either. I mean, her and I met that year. Mm-hmm. Big house with like nine other roommates, and she had her nice skis that were stored up in the upstairs, and she's pretty sure she knew which of the people stole her skis. She never got those back. So some people are dirty like that. Yeah. Have you ever lost something expensive or important? Did you ever find it? That's our question of the morning. 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Looks like our friend Polly in Idaho. Good morning to you, Polly.
Good morning, you two.
How are ya?
So far, so good.
Yep, the day is young, but that's a good start to it. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the strawberry moon, but it makes me want to have strawberry shortcake for breakfast.
Oh, there you go. I thought you were going to say strawberry quick. Strawberry shortcake sounds better.
Strawberry quick is good, though.
Did you like that? I never cared for the strawberry quick. Nah.
So anyway, 60 years ago, I was 5 years old. Our whole family went up to a lake in Canada for a summer vacation, and it was called Shawnigan Lake. And we had two small cabins where we split up to eight people, mom and dad, and then six kids. And it started to rain, and so I was only 5 years old, so I was, you know, a little skittish as it was anyway, but my brother had a fishing pole in. He was 11, and I had a fishing pole in. Well, it started to rain, so I reeled in my line real quick, got it on the deck, and my brother just ran into the cabin. I don't know why he ran. He just ran. But by the time I had reeled up my line and was putting the fishing pole down on the dock, I looked down at the end of the dock, and there was a sea monster. Is what it looked like to me. It was a freshwater otter, which I had never seen before. And it was big. Of course, when you're five, you're only so big anyway.
Right, right, right. Did it steal your rod?
No. I scared him more than he scared me. Because I screamed. I think he screamed, too. And he dove back in the water, and I ran into the cabin and came back, and we waited until it stopped raining, went back out. My line was, my pole and everything was on the dock, which was okay, but my brother's line was in the water. But we weren't sure exactly where, but the water was so crystal clear in this lake that you could see about 10 feet down, and I saw his fishing pole. So I started fishing to catch his fishing pole, snagged it, brought it up, and there was a fish on it. It was a 10-inch trout on the line.
Yep, stuff like that happens. I've been on the lake where people have had to snag poles and whatnot that have fallen, and yep, sometimes you'll get a fish on the end of it. So that's too funny. Good deal, though. Paulie, have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. 542, like I mentioned, too, we interviewed Kathy Brecky from Jasper's Theater. They are kicking off their summer series, and their shows, they start nice and early in the afternoon, too, which is great. Starting this Thursday, Hand Clap and Gospel Show, and they'll have a repeat of that coming up in September. Waylon Willie and the Boys, the Dan Brecky Band, that's going to be another one of the performers. They have Jukebox Parade, hits of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, crooners, big bands, Cool Cats, rockin' 50s, country classics. Oh, my gosh. Cat Perkins is going to be doing a She-Haw special. Johnny Cash, Neil Diamond. There's a lot of
great stuff. I had to double check. I was like, is that like that Cat Perkins that was on American Idol or whatever? Mm-hmm. And sure enough, then she's doing a She-Haw show, so I'm kind of curious as what that's going to be.
She's from North Dakota, like Bismarck area
or something like that. So, I mean, it's probably not out of her wheelhouse.
She performs regionally here.
Yeah, so. But, I mean, I was just expecting, like, if Kat Perkins is going to be somewhere, that she'd be doing more of just a concert as opposed to a variety show. So I'm kind of, my curiosity has been piqued by that.
Well, then maybe you need to go to Jasper's Theater.
I might.
It is incredible, you guys. It is top-notch entertainment, lots of laughs, and you'll just be blown away at the talent of this family, and you know, a few that aren't family members, but most of them are family members. Just absolutely incredible musicians.
If they're not family members, they have to marry into the family, otherwise they can't perform there.
Something like that.
I think so.
But if you want some tickets to Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids, we've got a number of tickets we'll be giving away here. First couple of callers here, I will hook you up with a pair of tickets to Jasper's Theater, and then you just have to call them and let them know which show that you want to go to this summer. 701-293-9000. I'll take the first two callers. If you want a pair of tickets to go to Jasper's Theater, any one of their productions here this summer, give us a call. 701-293-9000. 544 right now, your national news and sports from ABC. Congratulations to both Christina and Jim. They will be going to Jasper's Theater sometime this summer to check out one of their productions. Christine, very excited to win those tickets. She says it sounds like a good time, and it is. I've been there myself. Even took the kids who were quite little at that time and a friend's little one. I think Logan and his friend that went, I think they were only like 4 or 5, and they had just as much fun as we did. Cool. It was amazing time. So congratulations to the two of them. And we do have more tickets to give away to Jasper's Theater summer production. So be listening to Bonnie and Friends. Maybe we'll give some more today, but if not, later this week, next week, the week after. It goes all summer into the fall. So a good time to be had by all who go check that out. Question of the morning, have you ever lost something expensive or important, and did you ever find it? 701-293-9000. You can email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. We do have some more responses coming in via Facebook. Mark says, lost his real ID. Looked for almost a year, went through the trouble of getting a new one, went home, made a photocopy of it. When he lifted the lid of the copy machine, there was the original one that he scanned a year earlier. Yeah, sometimes stuff gets left behind on copy machines, printers. Not copy.
Wow.
Copy. That could happen.
I know. Looked everywhere for a year.
I had it one time, I lost, and it wasn't like the end of the world, it's like whatever, but I lost my driver's license, and I realized it was missing. Went and got a new one, and like 2 days later, somebody actually found it. It was over at the old, the Freeze, you know, which is now going to be like Buddy's or something in Moorhead, like the Tasty Freeze.
Oh, okay.
It was called the Freeze. Apparently, it fell out of my pocket there when we were there, and then somebody was kind enough to drop it in the mail, which was very sweet, but like I said, at that point, I already went and got a new one. Had I waited 2 more days.
Yeah, exactly. You got to wait for the mail to show up.
Mm-hmm. Mark's lost his mind. He's still looking for it. Good luck, buddy. Doug says his ex-wife. Does that count? It was expensive.
I'm sure it was expensive. I'm not sure that he's still looking for her.
Probably. I would go with probably not. Dave in Grand Rapids, good morning to you. Dave says, yes, unfortunately, he has lost something expensive or important and unfortunately never recovered it.
Mm-hmm.
Barb says, she might mean class ring. I'm not sure. My classroom was stolen when she moved back to North Dakota and never returned.
I wonder if the rest of the building was stolen.
That's what it leads me to believe, that maybe it was a class ring, not a class ring. Sometimes we type things and maybe you're in a hurry and you don't catch it, but that's not, I'm going to guess on that. Lost something. My sister Donna lost my mom's class ring. My mom, you know, immigrated to the U.S.
Yeah.
She went to high school, I think, I think she graduated from Mora, Minnesota, because she moved in with a family in Mora, because she couldn't handle the smells. My mom's severely allergic to so many different things, and so she couldn't handle the smells on the farm where her dad was working. So she was allowed to move into town with this lovely family who they had basically took her in as their own, and she remained in their lives until they passed on sooner before her. But she had a class ring, so Mora, Minnesota, I don't know, 1950 sometime, and my sister Donna used to wear it around, and she lost it. We never found it again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, is a class ring that big? I mean, I know you lost yours or had it stolen. Mm-hmm. Is that big of a deal, a class ring? Or
not necessarily. I mean, it was you know, $200-$300 back in the day. But, I mean, it's one of those Jostin ones where you had it, you know, customized. The stone in it was blue for September. You know, it's got my name on it. It had this little, you know, multi-sport kind of logo, although we didn't technically have baseball at my high school. And, you know, it was a logo on the other side. It had your name on the inside of it. It was a personal memento. Yeah. I mean, my daughters each have their own class rings now. And it's just something I would like to have been able to keep, you know?
Yeah, and it's cool when you hear those stories of a long-lost class ring that fell in an ocean and somebody finds it like 50, 60 years later. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it is. It's a memento. It meant something to you, and I don't know if you had to pay for it yourself, but it was a big deal to save up that much money to save up for it.
I think it was something my parents bought for me. So, I mean, it was a big deal because back in the day, that was a big purchase for our family.
Obviously, you didn't have seven kids in your family.
No, we only had three of us. So that was, I mean, if you think about it, it was still probably close to a grand back in the day in the late 80s, early 90s, because you usually got it a couple years before your senior year, you know, and it's one of those things where it's just it's sentimental. And of course, like I said, for me and my family, you know, it was one of those things where like this was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your letter jacket and your class ring, those are like two big things. And the only thing that I have, and I'm not even sure honestly where it is, but like when you graduated, you also got like, you know, guys and girls both, they would get the senior key.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so it was like this little emblem or little thing, and it was like purple and yellow for our high school. I don't remember if it had a WL on it or what, but you know, it was on a chain, and both the boys and the girls in the class would all get them, you know. It came with like your annual or your senior stuff that you bought. So that is somewhere in my house. I don't remember where that is, but I was able to keep that over the years. But yeah, I don't have my class ring. So
yeah, I never had a class ring, just too expensive. Mm-hmm. I did manage to buy myself a Letterman's jacket. Not all of us had them. I think my sister Liz had one, and then I bought mine. And I want to say it was expensive. They had changed the model, too, so it wasn't just your regular with a collar. It had like a back flap.
That was the classes, especially the girls that were, you know, like you, 5 or 6 years older than me, that was the style. And then we transitioned to where there was still a woman's cut for the jacket, but they were mostly kind of all the same between the boys and the girls for our letter jackets.
But they weren't cheap either. I don't remember. I want to say it was at least $90, if not into $100. And I had saved up my money, you know, working, you know, at home in the greenhouse and then picking berries. We made pretty good money picking berries. And then I worked at an A&W too. So I saved up a lot of money in order to buy that. I still have it. It does not fit me, but I still have it. I put it on just to see, and the sleeves come up like midway between my wrist and elbow.
I don't think the sleeves, because I don't think my arms got any longer since high school, but it might fit a bit more snug these days than it used to.
I was small.
I think my senior year, I probably was about 40 pounds less than I am now or something.
Hindsight, if you're in high school listening to us, size up, okay? Because someday you're going to want to wear it. 701.
Be like, look, it still fits.
293-9000. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. I lost a wallet one time down by the Red Otter down in by Perham, and I had moved to a different city, and so the guy tried to find my address there while he's moved, and then somehow or another he talked to somebody that knew my father-in-law, and he said, well, I think he moved to Castleton. And anyway, I ended up getting my wallet with all my information, and plus it was about $300 in there, and every dime was there.
Oh my!
Wow!
And he wouldn't take a dime. I said, and he worked his tail off. I said, what a nice human being.
No doubt. How much time had passed before he managed to track you down? Because it wasn't as easy to track people down as it is now with the internet and Facebook.
It was 3 weeks. You know, I had already started to apply to get another driver's license and stuff, you know. You know, I had just moved, you know, so the address where I was on the driver's license was, well, he's moved, he's gone, you know, no forwarding address. And they didn't know what, you know, and I was very fortunate, no question about it.
Oh, yeah, and how kind of him to manage to figure it out and track you down and reunite you with
him. Yeah, he worked hard for it, and he wouldn't take a dime. Well, you know, I said, well... And I said, "Well, I'm going to do the same for somebody. Someday, I'm going to do a turnaround. It's a good play."
There you go. Pay it forward. Yeah, there is still a lot of good in the world. Oftentimes, we only hear about the bad stuff. There still are a lot of good people out there, no doubt about it. Jim, you have a good day. Thanks for listening and calling in. We appreciate it. It's nice hearing the different voices too. You guys are always welcome to call into the show. 701-293-9000. Have you ever lost something expensive or important? Did you ever find it? Is our question of the morning. Right now we're checking in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. 6 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. 6:02, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has arrived. The almost full moon was beautiful this morning. But
the strawberry moon?
Yeah, then the clouds moved in. Well, did you see it when you came in or no?
No. Yeah. But we'll have a chance tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. As well. And right now this morning we have a little fog, some of that dense in Lakes Country, a little fog and haze even throughout the area. So keep that in mind if on your morning commute. All right, let's do a little trivia here. Cold spot in the state right now in North Dakota. Cold spot in Minnesota's Fox. They're at 46. Cold spot in North Dakota right now.
Crosby. Walhalla.
Nope.
31 degrees.
Nope. In fact, it is Leonard at 41 chilly degrees.
So we have a monitoring station in Leonard. Huh?
We do. Oh, yep. Neat. We have an Endon site in Leonard. 41 degrees. That was the coldest
I
could find.
That's not even cold. Do better, Leonard.
Oh, shit. Wow.
I did notice it was chilly.
Hey, if you
got to
run the heat in the second week in June, no.
Did you guys turn your heat on? I did.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't, but it was cool. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you... So my... The house got down to 67.
Well, I have my central air on, but obviously it wasn't running. But also, I am not putting the heat back on.
Probably because I left the windows open. That wasn't the best thing to do. But we are in the 40s this morning. It's a cool one. And we are going to see a much different day today. After the fog burns off, we'll see plenty of sunshine today. And we're going to see temperatures rebound back into the 80s. About 80, 83 to 85, right around there. So the pools opened yesterday. Sort of.
They might have been open, but nobody showed up. They'll be
running today. The kids can go have some fun at the pool today. We will have winds starting out of the west, southwest, through about early afternoon. Then they switch to the northwest. And when they shift to the northwest, guess what we get?
Smoke.
More smoke coming in from Canada.
Oh, so we have a reprieve at the moment. I was going to ask you about the smoke because it was detectable yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You could smell it, too. And most of it was upper level. And more of the same today. By evening, we'll see that smoke come back into the area as winds turn to the northwest at about 10 to 25. Tonight, clear skies. Should be good viewing of the strawberry moon with lows in the low 50s and light northwest winds. assuming the smoke isn't too thick. But actually, that'll add to the ambiance of the strawberry moon. And then Wednesday, mostly sunny, light winds, and highs into the mid-70s. But we cool it down as we head into Thursday and Friday again with a chance for rain. I'll detail more on that and take a peek into the all-important Father's Day weekend.
There you
all
go.
Of that. Coming up after the bottom of the hour.
Paid attention in class. Why is it called the strawberry moon?
Does it have something to do with, well, it's too early to be fielding or harvesting strawberries.
No? I guess depends on where. Native American. They say the Ojibwe, Dakota, Lakota tribes use the name because it marked the wild strawberries in June.
Okay.
Wild strawberries, yeah. Yeah, right. That sounds about right. You know, they're the little teeny tiny ones.
Not up here, further south, where it's a little warmer.
I haven't been in the woods, I guess. You might be able to find the wild strawberries.
Interesting. Hmm. Okay.
It's early. Also, the...
Are they okay to eat?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to pick them all.
Are they kind of like those mushrooms that we found in the woods?
They're magic mushrooms. No, but wild strawberries are very tiny, but we picked them all the time and ate them. They're delicious.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But,
all right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
And I'm sure he did pay attention in class all the time, too, anyway.
All the time. Like straight A student.
I remember a few classes.
Oh, God.
My favorite class, though, was a documentary class as part of my mass comm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, it was all, you know, like World War II. You saw Auschwitz survivors. Oh, yeah. And to this day, I absolutely love documentaries, but that would have been my favorite college class.
Wow.
Question of the morning. Have you ever lost something expensive or important, and did you ever find it?
Yeah, the ex-wife, but they found her.
Somebody else put that on Facebook.
Somebody else. Did too. The ex-wife, did they really?
It was expensive, too.
Yes, it was very expensive.
All right, 6:07, we'll leave it at that. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:12, Big Game James McCarty has arrived with your WDAY Radio Sports.
You would have thought it was a quiet night in sports until you watched the Panthers-Oilers Game 3 when there was a full line brawl.
Oh.
Guys throwing punches. There were lots of penalty minutes. Lots of penalty minutes.
What period?
Oh, gosh. I just watched it even. I can't.
Early in the game? Late in the game?
At some point, tensions boiled over. I can't remember when it was in the game. But all I know, Florida won 6-1.
Huh.
Yeah, all of a sudden, yeah, there was just a little bit of tension that boiled over completely, and there was hands flying everywhere.
Mm.
But Panthers completely dominate the Oilers in Sunrise last night. Bobrovsky saved 32 of 33 shots. Florida had 6 different goal scorers in Game 4. Will now be Thursday evening in Florida. Puck will drop at 7 o'clock. That's still on TNT coverage for that one. NBA Finals, still a day away. Game number 3 in Indiana will be on Wednesday night on ABC for them. In the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, they fell to the Lincoln Salt Dogs 4-2 their series finale on Monday night. Colby Kizer gave up 4 runs over 4 1/3 innings. He was tagged with a loss. The bullpen would end up tossing 3 2/3 shutout innings. Robert Perez Jr. drove in both runs on an RBI single in the 6th inning. Redhawks continue this road trip in Kansas City when they battle the Monarchs tonight at 6:35. And Fargo-Moorhead currently, with a record of 15-13, sits in third place in that Western Division. Tonight, the Twins return to the diamond when they battle the Texas Rangers at Target Field. First pitch at 6:40. Minnesota starter still undecided. We'll see if it ends up being Simeon Woods Richardson or not, who had his start in AAA scratched on Sunday, as they're replacing another injured pitcher in the rotation. Tyler Molly is set to counter for Texas. The Twins traded for him about 3-4 years ago. At the trade deadline, he got like 2 starts in, and then he had arm fatigue, and we never saw him again until he signed elsewhere. So we'll see how he pitches for Texas tonight. Twins are 35-30 in the year. Rangers are 31-35. And it's not until tomorrow afternoon, but Spud Baseball back in the state tournament for the first time since 1990. It'll be a 1 p.m. first pitch on Wednesday at CHS Field, St. Paul Saints home stadium, the Twins AAA affiliate. 6-seeded Spuds get 3-seeded Minnetonka, the Skippers, in that matchup, and the excitement will... We'll begin for the state tournament for the Spuds as we look to see if they can continue another magical ride for what is another historic season in Spud athletics. And the Vikings began a third week of offseason practices today as a mandatory mini camp begins at TCO this later on this morning. They'll spend 2 weeks doing optional organized, or they did spend 2 weeks of optional organized activities, and now they're back to mandatory stuff. They'll have practices tomorrow, Thursday, before hosting their final week of OTAs next week.
Seems so early.
It does, but at the same point, before we know it, we're going to have media day for Dragons, Bison, Cobbers, and we'll be talking high school football and volleyball before we know it.
Well, as Dean pointed out, too, middle of June almost here, and it's just like summer hasn't even really begun yet, but it's
We have the next Monday, we have the Optimus volleyball match, all-star volleyball match. That'll be over Flagside because you have track talk here on WDAY Radio. But, yeah, we're 6 days away from that first one. A week from Saturday is the Shriners football all-star games with the, of course, the nine-man matchup, and then you have the AB all-star or the AAA all-stars against AAA, how they roll for that. And we're a month away today from the Lions all-star basketball games, believe it or not.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, we're enjoying our summer. We're getting slowly back into the swing of things. And before we know it, we're going to have full coverage of all kinds of things here on our stations again.
Sneak in those days you boys have coming off because you're going to be busy come later in the summer.
I'm going to take full advantage this weekend.
Yeah. College World Series baseball. Yep. That'll be fun.
Murray State punched the final ticket last night, beating Duke 5-4. So Murray State's
was that an upset or?
Murray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Overall, it was. Murray State's the fourth seed out of a regional to advance the College World Series, the most recent one since Oral Roberts did so in 2023.
Oh, wow.
Fresno State was the first one to do it in 2008. They won the whole darn thing. So Murray State, don't cut them out by any means.
Mm-hmm. So, I know a couple of people from this region that go to the Baseball World Series.
It's a lot of
fun. I don't
know
if they go every year, but, you know, they've been there
a blast.
Number of times.
I mean, it's obviously, it's not the closest thing in the world, but about a six-hour drive each way.
It's not bad.
No big deal. Make a weekend with your buddies, kicking back, doing something you love to do.
Yeah, you take part of the day to drive down there, part of the day to drive home. But, you know, the ticket prices are not terrible by any means. You can, I mean, we've got three games for about $300 total.
It depends, obviously, you know, who's playing, what time of day. And if you're the one guy that has to buy all the tickets for your buddies.
Yeah. I learned I had a daily limit on my card.
Did you have to borrow your credit card again?
Again?
Shh, don't give him any ideas, Bonnie.
How are the snacks down there? Is the food elevated when you go to this?
It's pretty good. Yeah. They got all kinds of things. They got a home plate all-star nacho that they have. Ooh. Where they put this massive nacho platter. And it's in a cardboard cutout shaped like home plate.
Yeah.
And you got, you know, your tortilla chips and your cheese and your jalapenos and your black olives and your sour cream. And, you know, if you go to the right place, they'll give you chicken and beef.
Ooh.
You
know, and
throw some of that stuff on there. They throw some extra little yeehaws.
You got a recommendation when we were over at Shields Arena from Dorian, the billet coordinator, that there's a spaghetti place down there that she recommends.
A bottomless... noodles and sauce place.
Pescetti. That sounds good.
It's the...
the downtown?
The old Broadway.
Yeah.
That's not called the Broadway. The old Brickyard
Something
or whatnot.
Down there.
Yeah, somebody's going to yell at me for pronouncing it wrong. I know the general area, but I don't know the slang term for them.
Just follow your nose. You'll find it.
Yeah, exactly. They've got some great bars there. They have... I love the food trucks that come out. All the... Just the fans of the teams their smokers out.
Is there a food truck that you dislike? In the world?
No.
I'm just saying.
But these ones are top-notch food trucks.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Everybody loves these food trucks.
It's food truck season, too.
I know, right?
Yeah. We're going to enjoy ourselves. It's going to be good.
You need to take your time off, kick back, and have fun with your friends. All right, Flatland Music Flashback. That's going to be coming your way right around 6:56 this morning. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. Today, we're going to be showcasing this group. Back in 1975, they won a Best Pop Performance, a Grammy for Best Pop Performance by a duo or group with vocals, and they were very successful. Find out who it is. Flatland Music Flashback coming your way right around 6:56 this morning. It is 6:20 right now, coming up on 6:20.
Yes.
This is... I got a dumb Guinness World Record.
No.
I don't even know how this is safe. We'll talk about that straight ahead. And we got word yesterday, Sly Stone, funk pioneer, frontman of Sly and the Family Stone, has died. He was 82. He was a cool cat.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Great band. They had a lot of success, too, over the years. All right. Guinness World Record books.
What do you got
for
me today?
I don't purposely seek these out. They just happen to come
into... I think you do.
No,
I have, lying.
I'm signed up for all these different sites, and then I pull them into one site, and then I just surf all day long looking for interesting things to talk about. Burying yourself in snow. Okay, so if we ever, like, as kids, like, played out in the snow, usually you're fully dressed because it's cold outside, right? A Swiss man put his cold endurance to the test, broke a Guinness World Record by spending more than two hours buried in snow while only wearing his swim trunks. It looks warmer there. It's like not the dead of winter because you can see the
snow. It's not like here when it's 60 below wind chill buried in snow. Yeah. It's like a ski resort at the top where it's 80 degrees.
No, I wouldn't say that, but it looks like the snow is kind of honeycombing, like it's been melting and stuff.
Yeah.
Jimmy, would you spend 2 hours buried in snow, which is cold?
I do most winters.
You're a hot guy to begin with.
I do most winters. So
naked?
It's not...
I mean, well, not well, naked.
Well, that's
in the,
little,
in the nice spidoo. As Dean likes to wear.
It's cold. Wouldn't you get frostbite?
For two hours in snow, you would think you might have some residual, you know, frostbite or at least some areas that could be very prone to it.
I think Jimmy could do this because you're a heavy sweater. You're always hot.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe your body heat is radiating and you're melting the snow, and so you're actually...
Hey, Jimmy, I heard you're a heavy sweater.
Yeah. Not wrong.
The ladies like that.
I'm going to struggle
yeah,
home.
Do.
Exactly. Yeah. They go on to Tinder and go, hey, I'm looking for a heavy sweater.
He's got cute dimples and a lovely smile.
We don't shy away, all right?
And the ladies are like, no, I meant he wears a heavy sweater. He's not heavy sweater.
I'll sweat profusely in a heavy sweater.
You'll be a heavy sweater?
In Omaha, I'm going to have those cooling, you know, like moisture-wicking polos on.
Sure.
That's not going to matter.
Those cooling towels, if you wet them and freeze them and bring the... I know.
I did that in NASCAR last year.
That's nice, though, Jimmy. Becoming a heavy sweater while wearing a heavy sweater. That's nice.
Yeah.
You don't understand our torture. We don't like to be hot.
I didn't say I like to be hot either.
Sweating. What's great? Some people love to sweat.
If I sweat, then I got to take another shower. So I'd prefer not to.
Exactly. See, it's not a good thing.
Being cold is good because you can put more clothes on. You're hot.
Exactly.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want me to put a sweatshirt on in the office or you want me to strip down to the Speedo? Exactly.
Well. Ma'am.
Well, all right then. I guess turn on the heat and see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, though, about burying yourself. I would think you would get maybe not frostbite.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just snow, and like I said, if you're in Colorado or even Rapid City, when you go to the ski ranges, you know, they're higher elevation, so sometimes it's not quite as cold as it is here, and we have snow cover on the ground. So maybe it's nice, you know, based on like if we were to go outside in the 40s and we still had some snow on the ground or something like that. But still, that direct contact with snow. I mean, I know that people could, you know, these days they take ice baths after a workout or something, but those are fairly quick. Those are 5 to 8 minutes or something like that, I believe.
It's probably those are supposed to be good for your mental health.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But it's probably mindset too. Like, okay, I'm going to bury myself and I'm going to pretend that I'm in a warm, sunny place. I don't think it will work for me, but maybe it works for this guy.
Yeah, it maybe works for, and it wouldn't work for me either.
No, we don't.
I don't. I mean,
we don't like to be cold, but we don't like to be hot.
Exactly. I like to be just right.
That video that KVRR shared over the weekend about the guy that assaulted the 3 Fargo cops downtown has accumulated more than 6 million views already. It's been shared across social media pages nationwide, worldwide. TMZ even picked that up.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph Manitowaba facing charges in connection with that. It was the second incident in a week in which Fargo police officers have been assaulted. There's also another story. Valley News Live has a man arrested after pulling a gun on a couple when they were driving here in Fargo.
I saw that on the news. It's like... That's definite road rage.
Yeah, 45th Street, 19th Avenue North. I just try to mind my business when I'm driving.
I usually talk to myself and complain about other drivers about being too slow or just not being able to for them to be able to read my mind as to what I want them to do. But I mean, I don't get crazy like
you
that.
You can't, because there's so many people nowadays that you just never know what that other person's thinking. Yeah, Timothy Bushy arrested. Officers found a gun in a black holster in a tote bag sitting on top of the center console. Also found suspected meth, marijuana, drug paraphernalia.
Oh, that's even better to have him armed.
Well, these good thing. Yeah, exactly. Good thing this couple called the cops. 45th Street, 19th Avenue North. It's just insane.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law will do that. She lives in St. Cloud. Well, Wade Park, actually.
Yeah.
But she'll like, because there are a lot of, I mean, there are people that make mistakes or are dumb drivers everywhere you go, right? Yeah. But she'll like engage and stare at them and say, like, Lisa, you're going to get yourself shot one of these days. Don't do that.
The most I'll do is I want to pass somebody and look at him and see what kind of idiot was in front of me.
See, I won't even do that. I mean, last year, some woman accidentally pulled out in front of me in front of the truck stop here as I was coming into work. And it's like, she's like, and I could tell that she just clearly messed up by her facial expression. It's just like, I just gave her like, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, we all make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
But there's actually ragers out there.
I usually get the people that don't acknowledge their mistake. And you're just like, man, I'm just trying to mind my own business, getting to work or getting home. And you got to drive like a moron.
Some people are oblivious to everything in life. But you actually have angry people, road raging people under the influence, people with, you know, maybe mental health issues.
So
it's just like, yeah, you got to watch out. Crazy story out of the Twin Cities. A man who made threats against the Minnesota State Capitol Mayo Clinic. He's from southern Minnesota. Cops found an arsenal of guns. He was joking about blowing up government and religious buildings. He's only 22 years old from Austin down in the southern part of the state. Jonathan Nike.
Why would anybody want to threaten to blow up a place like the Mayo Clinic? I mean, if your political views are different, I understand in a sense the threat against the Capitol based on the fact that you're that opposed to the way they're doing things. Mm-hmm. But the Mayo Clinic is one of the most well-respected medical facilities in the world.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. I mean, I know I've got a relative that went and had treatment for some stuff there. You know what I mean? And it is a fantastic place. I mean, I think part of the reason why I ended up at Abbott Northwestern for my ordeal was because at that point in time, they didn't have a bed available at Mayo. So I ended up at Abbott Northwest, which obviously turned out just fantastic for me. So, but yeah, I mean, a hospital, I mean, there are sick people
there's a lot of sick people.
There are people that,
there's a lot of sick people, too, in general.
I mean, there's people dealing with the loss of a loved one. There's people dealing with a child that's sick, et cetera. I mean, I just, for a person that threatened a hospital, I mean, that's pretty low on the totem pole.
Yeah, in addition to anger and obviously warped views here, obviously probably has some issues.
Yeah.
Cops found more than 30 guns. He also talked about how easy it was to make pipe bombs, but they found about 30 guns and loads of ammunition when they raided his house in Austin, Minnesota, 22 years old.
Super.
If we get a conviction here, he may be sitting in federal prison
for a while.
A long time. 6:30, be listening. 7 o'clock hour, the great grocery giveaway. We're going to get another one of you qualified for that. We're giving away $10,000 in groceries, brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. Go to WDAYRadioNow.com. Get yourself registered. If you have not done so yet, just click on the great grocery giveaway page and then be listening in the 7 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock, or 4 p.m. hours. Monday through Friday, listen for your name to be called. And if you hear your name, you have how long, Jace?
9 minutes and 70 seconds. And that is 7 a.m., not 7 p.m. for those keeping track at home, which 9 minutes and 70 seconds equals 10 minutes and 10 seconds for those that want to be more accurate with your stopwatch.
There you go. So if you hear your name called, make sure you
call in. Yesterday, though, we made it a minute into my timer, and then boom.
Yeah.
It was called in.
She made our life easy.
Yeah, it was great.
So be listening for your name to be called. Mm-hmm. It is 6:31 Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. 6:34, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here, and it got cloudier and cloudier.
Yeah, a little fog, a little clouds, a little haze. Yeah, Cheech and Chong movie again outside. But the fog is dense in Lakes Country, so, but that'll burn off as we head into the, once the sun is up, but it's kind of obscured by the clouds there a little bit. But we'll see those clouds move eastward. We'll see increasing sunshine. The fog will burn off and it'll be a beautiful afternoon. I promise you, a low to mid 80s this afternoon, a far cry from yesterday. Now, by around mid afternoon, we'll see the winds shift from the west southwest to the northwest. When that happens, we'll see the smoke come back in as we head towards evening. Now, most of this looks to be upper-level smoke, so it should not ruin your evening plans. And we'll drop down into the low 50s tonight under clear skies and light winds. Again, could see a little patchy fog haze redevelop. And then after a high today in the 80s, we're back down into the mid-70s. Light winds tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Tomorrow's still a nice day. Today, nice. Tomorrow, nice. And then Thursday, clouds roll back in, and there's going to be a pretty decent storm system passing to our south through South Dakota, giving heavy rain in parts of South Dakota, southern Minnesota. We'll be right on the northern end of that. So I think we'll see showers coming in late in the day on Thursday and a better chance Thursday night with highs only in the upper 60s on Thursday and low 70s on Friday. But then the weekend looking pretty nice. Upper 70s on Saturday, low 80s on Father's Day. There is a chance for storms coming in here as we head into Sunday night and into Monday. 80s return, 80s. We're going to see a lot of 70s and 80s, a lot of 80s, and then briefly cool down into the 70s and then back up into the 80s. We're going to have some 90s in the forecast mid-month onward, and we're about ready to go into the active part of the LRC cycle right around mid-month. This has produced severe weather each cycle, first in the south, then in the central plains. And again, as we get later in the season, it moves northward. So it'll be interesting to see if this cycle, this go around, we get the severe weather up here. And it looks like there's at least a 50-50 shot at that going on mid-month onward. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that.
Much
warmer weather, more summer-like weather as we head into mid-month. So next week, right around mid-month, we're going to start seeing temperatures well into the 80s.
Which you would expect.
You'd hope so. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids want to enjoy the pool, and, you know, you want your golf league and don't get rained out on Thursday, right? You want some summer weather, not 60s.
I like it cooler, actually.
I know you do. You know. Yeah. Hopefully you don't. You got rained out last week, didn't you?
Well, technically, but no. Two of us teams stayed out there and golfed in it. But they did call it
all
a rain
for
out
nothing.
No, it was fun. I met two women that I hadn't previously met, so all we right. had fun out there on the course.
Where
we
do you
were,
play?
We were diehards, Edgewood.
Okay,
but I haven't said I'm playing yet, so I sign up every week. I get added to a team.
3 more weeks, I get the okay to go golfing from the dock again. So we're gonna have to get out.
Me, you, and Jimmy.
There you go.
Maybe Greg with
That'll
us.
That'll work.
Okay. Thanks, Dino. Caller called in and refreshed my memory. He goes, you remember we were talking about our question in the morning, if you lost something expensive or important, did you ever find it? He goes, you remember the kid that found the wallet while fishing up on Lake of the Woods? I'm like, oh, yeah, about a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I needed to Google just to refresh my memory and say, oh, yeah, it was a WDAY television story. A guy from Iowa was on a fishing trip on Lake of the Woods, lost his wallet a year earlier, thought it was forever gone.
Yeah, I would think so too.
And a kid from Moorhead actually was the one that snagged it. Connor Hulsa snagged it and was able to reunite this guy with his wallet, which he thought was long gone.
Yeah, I bet.
On Lake of the Woods. Yeah, every once in a while you hear just incredible stories. Yeah. Like, how in the heck?
Yeah, well, what are the odds of something like that happening? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
What kind of bait did he use? What kind of rig? I mean, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
10-pound test line, 20?
Thought he was caught on a really big fish, and then you think you're stuck on a log, and then you pull this up. And I mean, it's still a surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hopefully he took a picture with it so he could hold it up, you know, like people do with their fish.
Well, and then the gentleman...
That's a big wallet!
The gentleman came to Moorhead to get the wallet, and he gave the kid a nice gift on top of it, too.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't expect to get his wallet back ever. He thought it was gone. He gave him a personalized cooler. Which I see the picture here looked like it had a fish on it and stuff, too. That was a cool story. Thank you, listener, for refreshing our memory on that. It is 6:39. We're going to get your national news in now from ABC. Check in with the American Ag Network and Big Game James McCarty with your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:44, time now for a check on our WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Last night, the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks fell 4-2 in their series finale to the Lincoln Salt Dogs. Robert Perez Jr. drove in 2 runs in the top of the 6th inning, but it was not enough offensively as Colby Kaiser, over 4 1/3 innings of work on the mound, gave up 4 runs and was tagged with the loss. Redhawks now head to Kansas City to battle the Monarchs for a midweek series to wrap up this road trip as they sit at 15-13 on the season. First pitch tonight will be at 6:35. Twins, after an off day yesterday, welcome the Texas Rangers to Target Field tonight. 6:40 is first pitch. The Twins enter with a record of 35-30. The Rangers are 31-35 on the season. Wednesday afternoon, Spud Baseball will end up playing in the state quarterfinals at CHS Field. That's the home of the Twins AAA affiliate and the St. Paul Saints. It'll be a 1 p.m. first pitch of the six-seeded Spuds getting three-seeded Minnetonka. The Stanley Cup playoff last night saw a really interesting matchup where we had the first two games split. Florida returned home, and they put the burners on, taking down the Oilers 6-1, a half a dozen fights in the third period. There's a half a dozen penalties in the first period. Bobrovsky saved 32 of 33 shots. The Panthers had six different goal scorers, and Florida leads that series 2-1, where they'll remain at home for Game 4. That'll be Thursday night on TNT. NBA Finals, still another off day as they'll return to Indiana for the first time in the Finals on Wednesday evening on ABC. That's where it'll be nationally televised, as always. And tonight, Primetime Sports, 6:30. Jason and I will get you caught up on the local sports scene and the excitement of those Finals series, along with the College World Series that begins, and also Fargo Force, their tryout camps and their summer camps that are currently going on. At Pebble Lake Golf Club, you play amongst mature trees, rolling hills, and unique bunkers with a little water along the way. Book your tee time online at playpebblelake.com.
7 o'clock hour. If you registered for the Great Grocery Giveaway, be listening for your name to be called. We are giving away $10,000 in groceries. One of you is going to win groceries for a year, brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. We do it four times a day. First time this morning will be in the 7 o'clock hour. So if you signed up for the Great Grocery Giveaway, WDAYRadioNow.com, be listening for your name to be called. It is 6:47. It was on this date in entertainment history. Two musicians got busted for graffiti and ended up writing a song about it. How they got busted, that song became very successful. We will talk about it coming up in Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo. That will be coming up about 6:56 this morning. Straight ahead, we'll be heading back to the American Ag Network.
It was on this date, these two famous celebrities, who, oh, by the way, can sing as well, they went to number one with a song that was featured in a 1978 film. We'll find out what song that was and who the two celebrities are coming up next in Music Flashback.
Time for Flatland Music Flashback. Flatland Guitar, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs.
1975, the Eagles released their fourth album, One of These Nights. It contained the hits Ticket to the Limit, Lion Eyes, and One of These Nights. It went on to become their first number one album.
It was the first album to feature guitarist Bernie Leadon, who replaced Joe Walsh. The band won a Grammy for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals.
1977. Joe Strummer and Nicky Heaton of The Clash got in some trouble with the law. The two spray-painted The Clash on a wall in London.
Both are fined $8.50.
Oh, my gosh. How did they afford that?
That's probably, you know, maybe like $40 back then or something. They wrote a song about it. That's how they dealt with
it. There you go.
I Fought the Law, the band's first single released in the U.S. Yeah, Jay's. Shape up, would ya?
You shape up. It's like so weird. She sounds demanding. Better shape up.
Yeah, but she was sweet and lovely, so he wanted
sure.
the shape up.
Sweet and innocent.
He wanted the girl. Mm-hmm.
1978, many remember this. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John went to number one with You're the One I Want. It was written and produced for the 1978 film version of the musical Grease.
The song is one of the best-selling singles of all time, with more than 15 million copies sold. This was a big one to watch with my girls when they were little.
1995. 100,000 people gathered in New York's Central Park to see a free sneak preview of Pocahontas. The animated film stars Irene Bedard as Pocahontas and Mel Gibson as John Smith.
It received two Academy Awards for Best Musical or Comedy Score and Best Original Song for this one right here, Colors of the Wind. Can you imagine like sitting in a park with your little ones to watch a movie, 100,000 people gathered there?
I would be still stuck clear towards the back. I'd barely be able to see. And I'd be like, this is dumb. We're leaving.
I'm like, I'll wait till it comes out on VHS.
I'll watch it at home on my big TV.
There's no mosquitoes there either.
Yeah, Maggie, wake up.
What do you have to say, Rod? He's giving her the boot is what he was doing in this song.
Do you suppose our very own Ty Schoenert had this song played for his lovely bride at their wedding last year?
Well, I was at the wedding. I mean,
did they play it?
I guess I left before the dance, so I guess I don't know.
It was too late for me. I had to go home.
2016, Rod Stewart was knighted by the Queen for his contributions for music and charity. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, 80 years young and dealing with a bout of the flu and recovering right now. Canceled a bunch of shows, but he'll be back.
Having a birthday today. Singer Maxi Priest is 64. Close to You topped the Billboard charts back in 1990. He is one of the most successful reggae fusion acts of all time.
I forgot about that. It's okay.
I like it. It 1990, I was in high school or just getting out of it.
Give me the 80s, the 70s, or even the 60s. You can have the 90s. If you're having a birthday today, happy birthday to you, too. Be listening for your name to get called for the great grocery giveaway. We're going to be finding a qualifier here in the 7 o'clock hour. It is 7 o'clock. We are WDAY Fargo. Sue Barron sending a message in on our question of the morning. You ever lost anything? Did you ever find it? You know, she said she lost a Black Hill gold ring once. Mm-hmm. Fell off her finger.
Yep.
Days later, a maintenance guy who works at a building found it. It was in a crack on the sidewalk, not too far from the entryway. Got it back to her. She had it resized, and she still wears it to this day. How cool is that?
Well, we heard about someone losing a ring and it getting found after they left it in a bathroom. So,
expensive one. Yeah. That turned out well for her, too.
Yeah, luckily.
Mm-hmm. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast.
Yeah, you know, you're looking outside. Areas of dense fog still hanging on, especially in Lakes Country. We've got cloud cover here. You're probably thinking, wait a minute, Wysocki. You said this was supposed to be the pick day of the week. Chill out. It's going to get better. Relax. I promise you. I promise you today is going to end up being a beautiful day. We'll see increasing sunshine as we head through the morning hours, and it's going to lead to a nice afternoon. Highs in the low to mid-80s with a wind out of the west-southwest switching to the northwest as we head towards evening. Now, once those winds do shift to the northwest, and it'll be after about 3 o'clock, that's when we'll start to see, unfortunately, some more upper-level smoke move in. So be prepared for that for this evening, but a decent day temperature-wise. And then tonight, clear skies, light winds out of the northwest. Could see a little more patchy fog develop, low 50s. And then Wednesday, another decent day. Sunny skies, lighter winds, and temperatures just a bit cooler, mid-70s. Clouds come back Thursday and Friday. Slight chance of showers late Thursday into Thursday night. Highs both days only in the upper 60s to low 70s. And then the weekend looking better. Temperatures in the 70s on Saturday, 80s on Sunday. Then we get into the active part of the LRC cycle starting next week with a few rounds of storms, but more summer-like weather in the 80s. So that's not bad. Now, for Father's Day, we do stand a chance for storms late in the day. Some of those could be strong. We'll keep an eye on that. But the majority, right now, the majority of Father's Day looks decent. Again, we'll update that as we head throughout the week.
All right, weather's brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation, and obviously it's Tuesday, and it's time for our 2-degree guarantee. Dean, you said the high temp for the day yesterday was going to be 65. What was the actual temperature yesterday?
61, Long Island, baby! That means Dean is wrong,
which means you can celebrate at tailgaters with $2 tea. Long Island kind of tea, and after that, your first one is $2, and the rest of them are $3.
$3 Long Island
for the rest of the night.
You're welcome.
Perfect night for it, too.
There you go.
Yeah, great night for it.
So get the tailgaters tonight. Celebrate Dean's failure in the tailgaters 2-degree guarantee.
Now, failure. Failure is an awful strong word.
Well, that's what it is. You
were
wrong.
How about Dean's swing and miss?
Yeah, it's nice try.
And as always,
you can enjoy live music on Friday nights. Tailgaters at the corner of Main and University in downtown Fargo.
Where was he at 25? How many in a row?
For the 3-degree was 26, and so that will go by the wayside. Wah, wah, wah.
Loser. but we'll make one of you, not necessarily a winner, but at least a qualifier for the great grocery giveaway. One of you is going to win $10,000 in groceries. That's enough groceries for a year. Brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. Make sure you go to WDAYRadioNow.com to get yourself registered. Click on the great grocery giveaway. Then listen in the 7, 10, 1, and 4 o'clock hours for your name to be called. So today, here on Bonnie and Friends, we are looking for...
Wait a minute. Let me get my timer set up.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to use it yesterday. I took time to put this in here.
Ah, yes. All right, say the name and I'll start the timer.
Kevin Kaysen. Are you listening? Kevin Kaysen, you have 9 minutes, 70 seconds to call us. 701-293-9000.
Now 9 minutes and 60 seconds. Hurry, Kevin. Don't miss this opportunity.
Yeah, you don't want to be late for that. No. Call Kevin and let him know we're talking about him on the radio. Want to get yourself checked off as one of our qualifiers for the Great Grocery Giveaway. It is 7:07. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Big Game James McCarty is in after that with your WDAY Radio Sports. And we're still waiting to hear from Kevin Kaysen, Kasson, West Fargo for the
Less than 5.5 minutes, Kevin.
If you guys know Kevin, give him a call. Say, hey, they've been calling your name. You got less than 5 minutes or 5.5 minutes to call in to get yourself qualified for the Great Grocery Giveaway brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. James is thinking, can you just put my name in his place?
Well, no, am I eligible to just take his place if...
You could, but the boss will see how Big about, Game James McCarty, and he'll eliminate
him. Well, no.
Put Little Jimmy to try and throw him off.
I think
there's some guy named Little Jimmy.
Lil Jimmy. Take the T out of that.
He's like a rapper.
And Lil Jimmy.
Yeah, hey, I know what the 2000s was like, all right? Everybody had Lil in front of their name.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. The Fargo Moorhead Redhawks, they fell in their series finale to the Lincoln Salt Ducks 4-2 last night. They dropped 3 out of 4 in that series. Colby Kaiser, he gave up 4 runs over 4 1/3 innings of work. He was tagged with a loss. The bullpen, though, was pretty solid when you had Alberto Guerrero go an inning and 2/3 shutout. Kyle Johnston, Jake Dykoff, each with a shutout inning as well out of the pen. Robert Perez Jr. in the top of the 6th inning, he drove in 2 runs on an RBI single. Just was not enough offense to get him over the hump. They'll continue this road trip in Kansas City beginning tonight as they battle the Monarchs at 6:35. Redhawks are 15-13 on the season. They're sitting in third place currently in that Western Division. Minnesota Twins had an off day last night, and they're ready to rock and roll as they welcome the Texas Rangers to Target Field. First pitch at 6:40 tonight. Twins are 35-30. Rangers 31-35 on the year. Moorhead Spuds Baseball, they have their state quarterfinals matchup Wednesday. Still a day away, but it'll be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, CHS Field. That's the AAA affiliate of the Twins, the St. Paul Saints. Six-seeded Spuds get three-seeded Minnetonka, the Skippers, in that state quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon. In the Stanley Cup Final, all right, we saw penalties, we saw fights, we saw goals scored, and we saw the team from the U.S. take down the Canadian team. 6-1, Panthers over the Oilers in Sunrise, Florida. Sergei Bobrovsky saved 32 of 33 shots. 6 different Panthers scored in that 6-1 victory. It's now a 2-1 series lead for the Panthers after the first game went the way of the Oilers. And Game 4 will be in Sunrise on Thursday at 7 o'clock. Game coverage available nationally on TNT, the entire Stanley Cup Final. And the NBA Finals, it will continue again in Indiana. That'll be Wednesday evening on ABC as we continue that one. And we'll see if Indiana can take the lead again in the series or if you're going to have OKC take control of the series. Either way, should be a fun one tomorrow evening. And tonight, Primetime Sports at 6:30. Jason and I will get you ready to roll with everything that's going on the local sports scene. The excitement of the College World Series being set and, of course, we should probably talk about the immense amount of pitching injuries the Twins are suffering since they're competitive.
That's why they need so many pitchers on the roster, right?
Obviously.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. We'll see. Hey, there's some guys on the market. We'll see if the ownership, as they try and sell, if they'll allow us to spend more money. Mm. I find it highly unlikely.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think so either.
They've been cutting payroll for 3 years now after signing Correa to the biggest contract in franchise history.
There you go.
So there's
we
that.
Spent money.
Yeah, exactly. You spent money on a guy, and now you're cutting everybody else's salary.
Pretty much. Mm.
So there we go.
All right.
There's your local Twins update.
There you go.
2 minutes. 2 minutes left for Kevin.
Kevin Kaysen, Kasson, West Fargo. Call in. You get
well, maybe you're pronouncing it wrong. That's why he's not calling in.
Okay. Kasson.
Caucasian.
It's Cranberry. K-A-S-I-N.
Krasen. I don't know what his name is.
Was that a S or a K?
K-A-S-I-N.
K-A-S-I-N?
I like the Krasen's idea.
Though. Yeah, Krasen. Mm-hmm. Krasen, Kasson.
How much time has he got?
He has 1.5 minutes as of right now.
Okay, well, tick-tock.
You guys are on top of this.
I've got a timer.
There is no exceptions in this great grocery giveaway.
Nope, Kevin, you got less than 90 seconds. You got 80 seconds left. Otherwise,
it sounds like a 60 minutes clock right now. It's giving me anxiety.
You snooze, you lose, buddy.
All right. Coming up next on 60 Minutes.
All right. Some cool stuff happened on this day in history. 1639.
That's before my time.
I know. It's before all of our time. But the first American log cabin was constructed. It went up in Wilmington, Delaware.
Hmm. Interesting.
Do you know what Benjamin Franklin did on this date in 1752, boys? Jimmy was in history class.
Struck by lightning.
I was gonna struck by lightning while flying a kite, which seems like a dumb thing
to
do.
That's right. He attached,
watch me, guys. Look at this.
He attached a key to the string of a kite, and he wanted to draw an electrical charge, and yes, he did. He managed to do that. 1854, I didn't realize it goes that far back.
Just saying.
The first class graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. And the clock is ticking for Kevin.
When was that? What year?
1854.
That long ago, huh?
I guess so.
Wow.
Oh, we like our Girl Scout cookies, don't we?
Oh, boy.
1915, Girl Scouts of America was incorporated.
What year did they start the cookies?
I don't know. It doesn't say on
the story. What was the point of that?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Kevin, you have missed your opportunity.
Good luck, Kevin. Maybe you'll get called.
Maybe
on a
tomorrow. Where's
show.
The? You can play the Price Is Right loser sound here. It's on mine.
Yeah, it's on Jay's right now. I can't think and talk and do too many things at one time here. Very important. 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in Akron, Ohio. 1943
in Ohio, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You find that?
That's because you have to be willing to accept it.
Why are your eyes watering? Did I make you cry this morning?
No, I was laughing about something earlier.
Your
something
eyes
else.
Are watering. Yeah. It was that good of a laugh.
Yeah.
1943.
Easily.
Some of us, many, still use this, the ballpoint pen. Oscar's Express. Oscar gave us a bunch of pens.
I use
the best
a ton
pens
of them.
Ever. Oscar's pens?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I use them all the time. I've got like a half a dozen probably.
So ballpoint pen's been around since 1943. Do you, are you a smearer too? Because you're left-handed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And do you also write either uphill or down? Like if you had to write on a whiteboard or something on the wall, do you write uphill or downhill? Because I do too as a lefty.
If you watch how I do it, like there's a...
Or you turn your arm?
Yeah.
Some people are really extreme.
I curve it a little bit.
I don't turn mine, but
my wrist kind of pops out a little bit. It's kind of like my elbow and my fingers are touching the board. Like the forearm and wrist area has to like just kind of hover.
We have to start at the top of our dry erase board in our office and work our way down. Otherwise, it'll all be erased.
But you're writing it, most of it?
No.
James writes it too. Yeah,
we have to have somebody that's got good penmanship to write.
Yeah, James does have nice handwriting, but the struggle is real being left-handed.
Mm-hmm. It's awful, man. I look back at some of my notes I took and like my hour lectures, and whether it was math or history or whichever, stuff like that, and you can't read half it.
Yeah, everything's smeared.
Well, I can't
I get
read
like
half.
A page of notes done, and you can read 2/3 of it, and I'm like, that was okay.
I can only read half of mine just because I just have poor penmanship, and I'm trying to write really fast.
Isn't it the worst when you can't read your own writing?
Yeah.
Like, I have nice handwriting.
How are they going to?
Yeah, especially if it's something important, you're like, I don't know what I wrote.
I have nice handwriting when I want to, but I can also scribble stuff, and it's just like, I can't read that.
This would be awkward
if it's Kevin.
No, it's not Kevin because it's on the special line. So I'm going to guess that's the VIP line. It's probably Bridget.
Oh, good for Bridget.
How long did the original Coca-Cola disappear? Like they had the original recipe and then they had
got rid
new
of it?
Coke. Yeah, it was a couple years, I would guess, right?
5 to 7, maybe.
Was it that long?
I don't think it was that long.
It was before my time.
1985, Coca-Cola announced the return of its 99-year-old formula.
So how long did they go without the old formula?
Oh, okay.
Like a year?
I'll Google that.
Oh, I thought
that's
that
not
was
on the note sheet.
I thought that was the question you were asking us.
No, I just
you brought so the
I threw
the,
a number and I could have been right. We don't know.
The piece of trivia was
what? Jimmy's wrong because he wasn't even born yet. It was around for 17 years. It was that long.
New Coke was around that long.
Coke was introduced in 1985, discontinued in 2002.
But, I mean, they brought back the original, so you had New Coke and you had Classic Coke. That's why it said Classic Coca-Cola on the cans, I think, for quite a while, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm. Doesn't it still?
It might.
I don't know. I drink Diet Pepsi on occasion. I don't really drink
half
Coke.
Half the time, if Sandy buys Coke, it's usually Coke Zero.
Oh.
So there's that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that is, Bridget. I was just double checking on that. All right, WDAY.
Could have just tried to talk to her, but like, no, no, that's not giving her a voice.
Say the two little smart Alex. I'm like Googling and checking things and looking at sheets and doing research, and they're just sitting there spouting off, waiting for direction from me. Way to go. Yep. Very helpful, gentlemen.
You're the one running the circus. What can
I'm
I say?
I'm observing traffic. It's moving really well on 29 right now.
Or you stare into the sun because that's what Bonnie likes to do. The sun's coming up and her eyes are blinking.
You're like,
so.
Oh, that's why they're watering. Okay.
Welcome
I couldn't
to my
tell. Was it smoke, fog? No,
people.
Actually, there's no clouds in the sky.
I am phoning a friend. I'm phoning Bridget right now. John Deere's newest acquisition. She will have all the details on that straight ahead here on Bonnie and Friends.
7:24, we head out to the farm with our ag director, Miss Bridget Riedel. How you doing this morning, Bridget?
Fantastic, folks. Okay, so John Deere, big acquisition. They went ahead and bought Minnesota-based aerial optics innovator, Centera. It's a name you're not familiar with. Centera uses software technology, and it looks like they can help to make the See and Spray sprayers even better. What they use is smart scripts. It's drone-based imaging that will scan a field, build the weed pressure map, and then that's loaded into the sprayer's in-cab computer. From there, the sprayer operator can see exactly where weeds are in the field and really focus their spraying efforts. So it's the logistical and planning aspect of smart scripts, because you now know how many weeds you have in the field, what type they are, and then you can figure out what should I be mixing into my sprayer and what's the accurate amount that I will need on board before I even head out into the field to spray. That works great. That answers a big question that a lot of farmers and operators for custom application have been asking John Deere the last two summers. That I know for sure.
There you go.
And right now, John Deere is going to leave them as a standalone company. They're going to do with the same thing they did with Blue River Technologies and Bear Flag Robotics, and that was just leave them freestanding, operate under their own name and agenda, and they will remain under what John Deere calls their Intelligent Solutions Group framework. And for John Deere, you know, buying Centera, that helps the Centera out because of how precision their equipment is. So it brings the software and the equipment portion together really nicely. When it comes to that weed control, one of the things to keep in mind is that North Dakota State University wants to remind us that kochia, one of the things that I like to get rid of the most in the field, very troublesome to try to manage, there are test kits available to look for resistant populations of kochia, especially to the Group 14 mode of action. These are the PPO and pivoting herbicides, also Group 9, Group 2. If you are seeing some of these things where you think, maybe I have resistance, you can get samples, or excuse me, the testing kits for it. You can submit for the kit. You can submit four samples. Four of them per operation will be covered for cost because there's a grant for the first 1,000 kochia samples or pigweed samples to be tested. You can pick up these kits from your extension offices, and then you get your results back in about 7 days. So if you think you have resistance in kochia, but also in pigweed, and you're not sure, go ahead, get the kits from the extension agents, send them in. NDSU will help you rank those and find out whether or not that's a problem.
What are you testing? The leaf?
Uh-huh. You're doing the plant tissue. Yep. You send the leaves in. Yep. Yep. And in some, you're going to want two leaves from a single plant, and you don't want to mix leaves from multiple plants into the same sample kit.
Sure.
So we can do it with tissue-based testing. All right. A lot of times in conditions that we're in economically, we hold over our equipment. We're not trading. We're not buying new. Keep an eye out, though, for some of that extra wear and tear on equipment that you've had around for a while. It's hay season. Lots of balers are being used right now. And if you're holding something over, make sure you're doing your maintenance. Roller bearings can get hot. They can spark fires in balers, and they'll move incredibly quickly. You can lose the baler and the tractor due to fire all at the same time. Also, you'll have belts that get loose around the rollers, and if they're too loose, it allows friction. And that friction can allow dust particles, loose material, and other things to ignite. And now we have a fire again. If you see purple discoloration on the shields of your baler, it means you could have a hot spot. Something's getting warm there. Let's be careful. But most importantly, if you think you have a problem with the baler, shut that equipment down before you go out and start poking around, sticking your arms in there. We have plenty of farmers in the state of North Dakota who are short in arm and have other injuries. Some resulted in death because they left the machines running and then went to make adjustments.
Right.
Can't do that. We've got to have much better safety than that. So please be careful. Again, we've The first instance that comes to mind is there's a fellow down in Emmons County, North Dakota, and he lost his arm in a baler. That resulted in farm rescue needing to come on down and help with their crop and some cattle. And we just don't want to see more people in that situation. So please be careful.
Bridget, when it comes to baler fires, I mean, are they usually limited to the baler and maybe the tractor as well? Or have they had recent years with it being dry that we've also had maybe some wildfires or at least, you know, fires on that chunk of land started as well from balers?
Kind of depends on what you're in. If you're in some green alfalfa, the chances are you're probably not going to have that happen. But let's say it's wheat harvest and you're baling up straw that's after you've taken the wheat off, and that is a dry material. Now we can see a fire across the whole stubble field if that's the case. So you're right, Jace. We can not only lose what we have going on right there with the machinery, but we can also lose what's going on across the field and other places as well.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that.
I think, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, just right across on the other side of the interstate over there in West Fargo, there was a baler that was on fire. So they were just trying to bale up some grass or something across the way on the other side of the interstate. And you could look over there and that baler was just burning itself out there. And obviously you got to make sure that you keep everything running well on those balers because they can be, like you said, an easy fire hazard.
Right. So there's so many things that go into it. It's not just that one item. It's so many more. Now, if you had a baler fire or if you're thinking maybe I should consider something new for equipment, well, today on Weather and Ag in Focus at 120, we'll have on the auction block with Matt Steffes of Steffes Group, and Max can help us talk about what might be coming up for equipment if you're thinking about trading. Also, we'll be joined later in the show by Brad Thorsness with Thor Buildings. So now you can have a place to store that baler you just bought from Max at Steffes Group. See how this all goes together?
Ah, I see you working there. All right, cool.
There you go. But if you have questions, you can send me emails, ag@plugfamily.com. I'll be at the Midwest Ag Summit this morning, but don't worry, I'll be happy to answer questions if I see you there.
Of course she is. All right, thank you, Bridget. 7:31, you bet. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 7:31, you're hanging out with Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Look over your shoulder. Dean was right. He's like, it's going to be a nice day, even though it was cloudy just, 10 minutes ago or last time he was in with us. Dean will be in shortly with more details on our forecast. 7:33, sun is out. You were right. You just told us, be patient.
It's going to be a nice day. What'd you say?
You're right.
Why did you do that, Bonnie?
It helps him. I need to give him that once in a while.
Well you never say that about me.
Especially after I blew the 3-degree guarantee.
Oh, come on, Bonnie.
Jeez. Yeah, we're going to see increasing sunshine. Still a little bit of fog left over in Lakes Country. That'll burn off here real quick. And we're going to be left with a pretty decent day out there today. If you like the summer warmth, pools are open. Kids are, I'm sure, itching to go swimming. And today won't be a bad day to do that. It's going to be a little breezy out of the west-southwest, and then those winds change to the northwest about mid to late afternoon. We'll have highs in the mid-80s and those winds blowing about 10 to 25. And then clear skies tonight, a little bit of light smoke moves back into the area with lows in the low 50s, light winds. And tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, mid-70s, more clouds Thursday, Friday. Storm system passes to our south, giving quite a bit of rain to South Dakota, southern Minnesota. We'll be right on the northern end of that with some light showers late Thursday into Thursday night, last thing into Friday morning, with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Yuck. But then it does improve over the weekend with highs in the upper 70s Saturday, low to mid 80s on Father's Day. There is a chance for storms late in the day on Sunday for Father's Day. Some of those could be on the strong side, and then another round of strong storms possible Monday into Tuesday. We're getting into a more active weather pattern mid-month, right on target with the LRC, and that summer heat ridge will be building in. So we'll see a lot more 80s in the forecast, even a few 90s, and then we'll see, you know, the cold front zip through a day, possibly back into the upper 70s, and then bam, we rebound pretty quickly. So you're going to notice more of a summer feel to the air starting next week.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather sponsored by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated for over 40 years with 3 Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. And don't forget now that Dean was finally incorrect on a Tailgaters 2-degree guarantee. That means you can get to Tailgaters tonight. Your first Long Island iced tea is only $2 and $3 the rest of the night.
And you can enjoy live music on Thursday nights. Tailgaters at the corner of Main and University in downtown Fargo. A little correction there. It's actually Thursday nights, not Friday nights. And right now, it is just about 7:36. We're going to have our check on our national news. We'll have a sports update from Big Game James McCarty. And then Dean will return for your 3-degree guarantee.
Big Game James McCarty has arrived. He's got a new shirt on. He's got a couple new shirts. So I said, do you think to Jace, do you think these are signs that he hit the lottery?
I'm still showing up, and I just bragged about how I found him a half off on the clearance rack. Do you think that he won something?
Definitely.
No, I'm just still in a college budget phase. No big deal. Don't worry about me. Man, Fargo Moorhead Redhawks, they continue their road trip. Tonight, they're going to be in Kansas City battling the Monarchs. They did drop the third game of their four-game set to Lincoln last night, 4-2. It was just a tough outing for Colby Kizer. He gave up four runs over four and a third innings. The bullpen was solid, though. Gave up really nothing. They only gave up a couple of hits total, but they had three and two-thirds scoreless innings between the three of them. Robert Perez Jr. drove in two runs in that loss. The Redhawks now 15-13 on the year. First pitch tonight in Kansas City will be at 6:35. Twins were off yesterday. They welcome the Texas Rangers to Target Field tonight. First pitch at 6:40. The Twins are 35-30 on the year in the midst of a playoff race, while the Rangers trying to fight their way back into a playoff race at 31-35. Stanley Cup final last night. It was game three. The Florida Panthers, they started playing their game. They got edgy. There were penalties. There were fights. There were, I mean, haymakers thrown all over the place, guys hitting the ice, guys crashing into boards, you know, just the typical Florida Panthers way. And they had six different goal scores and a 6-1 domination over the Oilers to take a 2-1 series lead. The Oilers won the first game. Florida's now won back-to-back. Game four, it's not until Thursday because the NBA Finals has to play on Wednesday night. So they'll have an extra day off to rest after that very physical bout that they had last night for 60 minutes. It'll be a 7 o'clock puck drop on TNT Thursday evening, and the NBA Finals will flip it over to Indiana with that series tied up at a game apiece on Wednesday night on ABC. Also, Spud Baseball, their state quarterfinals matchup against they're the sixth seed against three-seeded Minnetonka. That'll be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at CHS Field. That's the home of the St. Paul Saints, the Twins AAA affiliate. And tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. Jason and I, the shenanigans continue just 12 hours after where we're currently at right now. So 11 hours from now.
About
us,
different things to be determined.
We've got a couple of topics for this week. We got the Twins injuries. You're approaching the NBA draft at this point. We also have Fargo Forest, their tryout camps, their skill camps are going on. Currently,
All-Star games are tonight.
Yeah, there you go. All-Star games. Yeah, that was the word I was looking for.
Lots of stuff. Yeah. The NBA draft, yeah, and what will the Timberwolves be doing?
Exactly. We got two picks.
Could be active.
Two picks that are not ours, and they're higher than they would have been if we had our own original picks.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
Which is kind of comical to me.
Speaking of comical, this is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Massachusetts animal control officers rescued a baby raccoon. It was up on somebody's doorstep, and it looks like a booking photo. He's little. He's probably like a, I don't know, maybe 14 inches high or whatever, and he's like, it's just like, it's almost like afraid. It looks like a staged photo, but he's standing on his hind legs, and it's just, it's adorable. It doesn't even look real, but it is. They got it's posted on Facebook.
He's Belcher probably afraid.
I know.
He had a dig of the garbage can. Somebody didn't ended up incarcerating him and throwing him in cuffs for a minute.
He shouldn't be too scared. I mean, he's still got a mask on. He can't even see what his real face looks like.
He does. It looks like a booking photo of a poor little baby raccoon.
He looks like he was caught in the midst of doing something.
He does.
You know he was. They will never. Ah! Don't move. They won't see me.
Oh, it's adorable little guy. He probably was afraid, so they captured him, and they, I don't know what they do with him.
Disposed of him.
No, they didn't. Dun-dun-dun. I wonder, because he's a baby, I wonder if they release him into the wild again. They took him to a rehab center.
I suppose, though, they probably have to make sure he's healthy and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
big enough to be on
young
his own.
And, that young, I have no idea how long they're nurturing with her mother or anything of that sort. Yeah. Not a big coon expert.
Yeah, I'm not either. Oh, that's adorable. They found two of them, actually. This one, the picture is hilarious. They found another one that was curled up on somebody's doorstep, too. Mm. Oh, another one. No, the second one was found tangled inside a batting cage, I guess. both, Lloyds.
Well, it was wandering around looking for food and gets twisted up in a batting cage by stuck there. Hey!
I wonder if they're related. I wonder if they're siblings. Right?
Mom's like, I can't take care of them. I'll just drop them off on the doorstep.
Fine. They think they know everything.
They have good families here.
They think they know everything.
This is
fine.
An upper middle class neighborhood. They can afford to feed another raccoon.
That's what I used to tell my Carly when she was little because she was high maintenance. She's chilled since she became a mom. But if anybody ever took you, they would bring you back within 10 minutes.
I have said that about my oldest so many times. And like, don't worry, they'll bring you back.
Mm-hmm. They certainly will.
How do you know that? Oh, trust me. I know. I know.
743, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has your 3-degree guarantee coming up next. 746, time now for your 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. It is brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
Do we have the sad trombone sound effect?
Play the Price is Right loser sounder. It's right there in the middle on the top.
Quit bossing me around.
You got to turn the computer on.
I know.
Quickly.
Come on, you're losing
no pressure,
the moment.
Quickly.
Losing the moment.
Get a louder. She played it. Don't worry about it.
All right.
There you go. Thank you.
You don't even have headphones on to hear it.
I don't want
to
hear it.
You should have heard
upset.
It because you screwed
loser.
Up.
I stink.
You're terrible.
An L on my forehead just for you, baby.
Well, we forecasted 65. What's this wee stuff? I forecasted 65. We only made it to 61 yesterday. Although it was 62 here at the studio, I can go with that. But 61, the streak ends. What was the streak at?
26.
We're going streaking. No, we're not.
Today we're going 85. 85 today for today's 3-degree guarantee. Oh, it's not hot.
That's a lot hotter than yesterday. 24 degrees hotter than yesterday.
Man.
I'm going to melt.
I'm getting sweaty already.
Stay inside, you whiner. 85, a little breezy out of the west-southwest. That'll change to the northwest by mid to late afternoon. Quite a bit of sunshine, so enjoy it. Kids, hit the pool. Have fun. Again, we will see a little upper-level smoke move back in towards evening, so be ready for that. So 85 warm degrees.
We should
today.
Go crash the pool with the kids. Bring Jimmy with, too. Cannonball!
like Caddyshack.
Yeah, exactly. Have fun, though. We'd probably get thrown out.
Yes, we would. Oh, man. We'll call Steve for bail money.
There you go.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, don't bring everybody with. Yeah. We're going to need help from the outside.
So, your 3-degree guarantee today, 85 degrees.
Oh, we got to pick a winner.
Brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
That's a winner for the keychain.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, let's see. And the winner is Jay Stenman.
Hey. All right.
Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
Christy M., congratulations. You won a keychain. We'll send you an email on how to pick that up. Just pick it up here at the studio.
Is that the Christy we know?
I don't know. It just says Christy M.
I think I've heard that name in a notebook before.
Okay. Well, congratulations to Christy.
There you go.
Dang, Dean. You were on a roll, too.
I was. Now we got to start all over again.
Where was he at, 25?
26.
26.
Wow. Yeah.
Darn clouds.
Finished off this week. You would have tied the record, but
I thought the record was 30.
It is.
Quit making.
Oh, I would have had to finish off the week. Yeah. I gotcha.
Quit making
okay.
excuses, darn clouds. Just own it, darn would you?
I went against the models were predicting 60 yesterday.
Mm.
And I thought, you know what? I think we'll see a few breaks. And we
you know
started
what?
To see
I
a few breaks
I think I know more
the
than the computer models that have gone over the
one
data
like
4,000
so.
Million
one
times.
One would like to think so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I see how it went.
We'll get it tomorrow. Don't worry. Hey, book the mortgage on today's. Mm-hmm. Notice I didn't say that yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I said I was a little hesitant on yesterday's mm-hmm. forecast.
You messed it all
up. Today
you
could book the mortgage on it.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Dino.
All right. A restaurant in downtown Fargo temporarily closing. We will talk about that coming up next. 751, the great grocery giveaway underway. Make sure you go to WDAYRadioNow.com to register. One of you is going to win groceries for a year. That's $10,000 in groceries brought to you by All Sauger Meats and Kingpins. We did not get a qualifier this morning. Our
way
qualifier
go,
did
Kevin.
Not call in. Kevin, we shake our head at you. But you have another chance today. 10 o'clock hour on the Coffee Club, 1 o'clock hour Weather and Egg Radio, and 4 o'clock hour on the Jay Thomas Show. Four times a day, we will get a qualifier.
Yep.
If you hear your name, 9 minutes, 70 seconds, or 10 minutes, 10 seconds to call in. And then there's a qualifying stop tomorrow, too, over at Rusco Windows. If you mm-hmm. want to do it that way, say hi to Steve Holstrom. Yep. He'll be there from 9 to 11. All right.
Well, is that just to get registered, or is that to actually be one of our qualifiers to get qualified to show up at the party? You know what I mean?
It's the same. You get registered, you get qualified to show up at the party.
Yeah, but you like here we have to have somebody call in, and they're on the list. So you just go to this at from 9
to 11? Well, they'll draw two.
Oh, they'll draw two. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
You were not with us during the last contest for the Eagles concert.
I mean, I was there for part of it.
You were down for the count. So, yeah, that will draw two qualifiers from each of the qualifying stops that we have. Okay, I know this is your favorite restaurant when you work downtown, Faux Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are temporarily closing their downtown location. And it's not – the business is just slowed down because there's so traffic and construction going on down
the
there.
Yeah, the picture they use for it, I mean, there's a work truck right out in front of it. I mean, normally you could park on their side of the street. I mean, I think you can park on both sides of the street technically down there. But we would always park on that side of the street right in front of the business or, you know, parking spot or two down. You could go right in there. But mm-hmm. With all of the construction work that's going on, because it looks like they're building a new facility over there.
Yeah, it's like a apartments, parking ramp, and
it could be a parking garage with the living space on the outside, just like on that downtown parking lot right across from the federal building, the post office. But regardless, there's a lot of traffic. It's affecting the people coming in. So what they're doing is they're shifting basically. Telling their customers to go over their second location, which is called Pho Titi, and go over there and get just absolutely the best Vietnamese pho over there. And they've also got banh mi sandwiches and stuff, and they've probably added a few things to the menu since I've been there.
I think he knows the entire menu. Yeah, and Pho Titi located 3017 13th Avenue South, so they would appreciate your continued business at their sister restaurant while they wait for
this. What'd they say? That was across from Bell Bank? So it's
that sounds about right.
It's on the other side of I-29. It's on the east side of it. So it's kind of over there.
Dairy Queen, Wendy's, kind of
it's over by the cheesesteak place that's owned by Chris Coast.
Yeah, over there. So, But Pho Delicious downtown. They'll be back after all that construction is done.
Well, especially after they had to come back from that water main break or whatever they had in the building. The restaurant was flooded out, they'd have that fixed this winter. So
it's been a tough run for them, but they're not going down. They'll be back downtown, too. All right, Father's Day weekend. Have you gotten anything for your father if he's still with us? A card, a present, a record spending?
Wait a minute. I thought I was enough.
No, you're not enough. Your dad
for my dad? Come on.
He would say, yes, son, you are enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See?
Record spending predicted, though, this Father's Day.
Oh, I can't wait to get my gift.
Talk about that coming up next. 7:57, checking out your money in markets. Opening bell rings this morning after stocks closed mostly higher yesterday to start the week. Stocks traded in a narrow range as a high-level U.S. delegation held trade talks with their Chinese counterparts in London. Negotiations follow a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Trump described it as a very good talk last week. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost a point, S&P 500 rose 5, and the NASDAQ gained 61 points.
An average wage isn't enough to live comfortably in the U.S., according to financial tech company Smart Asset. The median wage is about $62,000 a year, but you need nearly $81,000 to live comfortably in West Virginia, the most affordable state in the study. Living comfortably in this case is defined as spending half your income on essentials like food and rent, 20% towards savings and paying off debt, and the other 30% for whatever you want. Hawaii is the most expensive state where it would take more than $124,000 annually to meet that goal.
I don't know. I mean, Hawaii, yes, I get. Don't you think those numbers are a little bloated? It just depends on live within your means, right? Like what's comfortable.
But I mean, sometimes a lot of it depends on obviously
your family size.
Well, your family size, number one. Number two, it's going to depend on how much you're spending on that rent or mortgage payment. Yep. So if the median average is $62,000 a year, half of that $31,000 a year for mortgage or rent. I mean, I think you can usually find a decent place like that. I think on $62,000 a year, you could probably live okay here in North Dakota.
Yeah.
I don't think that'd be a problem.
Right.
But,
what I'm saying. Those numbers seem kind of
$81,000 a year just based on kind of normal standards. Yeah, you can definitely live comfortably on that.
And like I said, too, it depends on family size. Record Father's Day spending predicted. Some $24 billion is expected to be spent this year. That would be a record amount according to the National Retail Federation, up more than 7% over last year. Three out of every four people surveyed said they plan to celebrate the event in some way. It's June 15th, it's Father's Day. Average spending to come in just at under $200.
Oh, jeez. I hope Dad's not listening.
I partner up with my two sisters.
He gets a very nice card and a hearty handshake.
My dad will get a card to Aldi and card for gas. My two sisters, I mean, there's seven of us kids, but to my two sisters, Kathy and Heidi and I, we always like, they count me in, whether it's Mother's Day or Father's Day. And it's nice because they can go pick stuff up.
Yeah. I mean, my sister's always been the better one out of, I think, the three of us as far as getting annual Father's Day, Mother's Day gifts, things like that. My brother and his wife, I think, have been better at times about the more sentimental gifts. And usually for me, I'm not really big on getting gifts myself per se. So it's more about when they come up, you know, we go out to dinner together.
Yeah, that's family picnic or
something.
Yeah,
we came up when they came up last time in March, you know, we went out to eat and I think they paid for the meal and we paid for bingo that night. So, you know, we just kind of take them and do stuff with them. I take them to hockey games when they're up here and we have them.
Yeah, just fun stuff like that because just like your parents, just like my parents, I mean, you have everything in life. Like, what do you get them? That's why we do the Costco card for my
absolutely.
Or not Costco, Aldi card and gas card for my dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
He doesn't need anything and doesn't want anything, but it's just an acknowledgement.
Even Sandy asked me the other day. She's like, "What do you want for Father's Day?" I'm like, "I don't need anything.
Don't need anything, right?"
Because technically, I'm here. I mean, I've got everything I need right now. So. Yeah. You know,
just dinner, right? Like whether you make something at home, pick up something at the meat market or whatever to grill.
Here's
or
the
out.
Thing, though. I will take credit for the fact Mom and Dad are coming up for Chicago this weekend because if it wasn't have been for me, they wouldn't have known about it and bought the tickets to go see Mom's favorite band. So,
well, if they're hanging out on your back patio with you, you better invite me over. I'm not busy and I might stay up late that night.
We might put you to work and help with the fence, though.
I'm a get her done kind of gal. I would help you with that.
There you go.
Plus, it'll be better circumstances that we get to visit.
That's absolutely true. Yep. Yeah.
We are WDAY Fargo. It is 8:01. Good morning. 8:04. Time now for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, and it is looking lovely outside.
Yeah, if you look west, we're seeing more blue sky. That's where our weather is coming from. Still a little hazy. We're still dealing with a little bit of that upper level smoke. And we'll continue with that through tonight. Now, with that being said, I just put an article online. This will enhance the full strawberry moon tonight. This is the lowest it's going to be on the horizon until 2043. So with it low on the horizon, that enhances that orange color, and you mix in the smoke, and we should have a nice orange moon tonight. It should look pretty cool. But for the rest of today, if the kiddos are itching to go to the pool, it's a good pool day. It will be a little bit breezy, but highs in the mid-80s with a west-southwest wind switching to the northwest at about 10 to 25. Generally clear tonight, low 50s, and a little bit hazy as well. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, light north winds, and highs in the mid-70s. Then we cool it down, kind of chilly, another chilly shot coming in from Canada Thursday, Friday, along with a chance for some light showers late Thursday into early Friday. But then we'll warm it up. Only a couple days of chilly weather, then we warm it up as we head into the weekend, upper 70s Saturday. Low to mid-80s on Sunday for Father's Day, but there will be a chance for storms, some of those on the strong side, as we head into Sunday late in the day. And then next week, a lot of 80s in the forecast as a heat ridge builds north. And as that heat ridge builds north, we'll also see numerous chances for storms. But a lot of sunny hours mixed in as well.
Yeah.
If we time it out right, we get these storms at night and have nice daytime hours. But that might be asking for a little bit too much. We'll see how that unfolds.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
It is 8:06 coming up next week. First Lutheran Church, downtown Fargo, off of Broadway. They're going to be starting up their summer concert series, and we'll get all the details on that coming up, about 5 minutes here on Bonnie and Friends. Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports in a few minutes here, but first of all, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. All righty, looking forward to it. Big Game James McCarty with your WDAY Radio Sports. It is 8:12. The summer time of year, we want to be outside as much as we can, and nothing like being outside listening to good music. Well, First Lutheran Church in Fargo, downtown, off Broadway, 619 Broadway, they are back with their summer concert series, and joining us now to get details on that, Daniel D'Amico. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Hey, good morning. I think the last time I was on, you had Stevie Wonder playing me in, too.
Oh, well, so it must be your... There you go. Must be your theme song. I know I'm looking at a whole list of things I have. I'm like, I'm going to go with Stevie Wonder. Yeah, looking forward to your summer concert series that you guys have going on. And you showcase various bands that play all sorts of music, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's the goal every summer is to put on a concert and a variety of concerts that might be attracting folks, you know, whether you like, you know, like tomorrow night we have Front Fenders, you know, we'll have Gina Power band later this summer, more country. And then we get a band like Pachin in early July that's, you know, an Irish band. So something for everybody to come out and just enjoy the weather while we can.
Well, and a lot of fantastic local talent. Some of them have gone on even to perform down in Nashville stuff. But there's a ton of great talent here. And I'm glad you're showcasing them for your summer concert series.
Yeah, this is something that we've done now. This is our fifth summer. And it really started out of the pandemic, trying to get people back together, knowing that outside is probably a really great option. And what better way to do it around good food and good music. And in the last couple of years, we've changed our food focus. We are partnering with ministry partners and helping them raise money and some awareness to them. So tomorrow night, will be all the proceeds from the food sales go to support the Feed My Starving Children Fargo Pack. That is an amazing ministry that helps feed kids all across the world. And so we're really excited to work with them again. We have a couple opportunities with them this summer. We work with the Emergency Food Pantry as well, a Heart and Soul Food Cafe coming in July. So we really just want to get people together. And tomorrow night we're actually doing something even another layer of special. We're having a car show. And so we're shutting down 6th Avenue North right up to Broadway there on the corner. And we're just going to get some classic cars. People, if you have a classic car and you want to show it off, we're starting parking at 4:30. In that little area there on 6th Avenue, but right up to Broadway. And we're just really excited to get people back together. It's going to be a beautiful day. Front Fenders always put on a good show, and we're excited to have them back again.
Now, Daniel, do you have to pre-register to bring your vehicle for the car show, or is it just kind of a first-come, first-serve type of situation for that?
That's a great question. We're open to both. A call is always helpful, but we know we have more than ample space. So for tomorrow, you know, whether you show up at 4:30, we're going to get you situated, and then you know, we'll get you a prime spot. So yeah, I either way really works. So yeah, come by with your classic cars, and we'll get a spot for you.
Tell us how the fundraising is going, because I know you have food there, and is it food trucks that you have there, and we can buy a meal, or you've got people from the church that are putting this on? How's this working, and how do we make the donations to help Feed My Starving Children Fargo Pack, which is this first week here?
Yeah, all of the food that is sold is made by volunteers, whether it's from the organization or from the church itself or both, and all the proceeds go to Feed My Starving Children this week. So any sales, whether it's, you know, whether you buy one or two meals, that's all going to support them. And that is something that we really feel is an opportunity for us to partner, you know, not just give them money, but also give them some visibility to some people who may not know about them. So every week, the ministry that is there, that or whether we're doing it or they're coming to do it, the money that is raised goes straight to them. So we're really excited to work with Feed My Starving Children. They're one of our partners that we work with year round, and we're just so honored to be a part of that ministry as well.
How many years have you guys been putting on this summer concert series, Daniel?
Yeah, this is our fifth summer. We did it right out of the pandemic. As it was something that just we knew people were a little more hesitant to get back together, and outside was obviously you know, what we knew then was the safest option. And so we are on the corner of Broadway and 6th. We have an outdoor stage that's there, and we've really been lucky with the bands that we've had, and I should knock on wood with the weather that we've had. I think we've only had one cancellation because of weather, and then one move inside because of weather. And so we're just really happy that we're able to do it and just provide opportunities for the community to come together. You know, whether you are just happening to be breezing through town or you're walking through downtown or you're a member of First Lutheran Church, there's a spot for you. Brits, bring your, you know, there'll be some seating there, but it is bring your own chair. If you have a really comfortable, yard chair, that's, you're more than welcome to do that. The food starts at 5 o'clock. The concert starts at 6. And then, you know, you still have the rest of the evening to kind of just hang out, enjoy the beautiful day if there's something else that you want to do. But we just want to get people together and enjoy some really good music and support some good ministry partners.
Yeah. Well, and I know it's like local bands, but this thing has grown. And I see next week you've got Misty Koop, who's a Medora singer. I don't know if she has any local connections. Mm-hmm. And then Robbie V and his Rock and Roll Caravan, June 25th. So I imagine in the music world, things, word of mouth has spread about the First Lutheran Church concert series.
Yeah, we've been really lucky to work with some of these bands on the regular. You know, Misty, actually, she's a Medora singer. This is maybe a strike against her, but I've known her since middle school. We went to high school together.
There's the connection. Yeah. I like that.
Well, she's extremely talented, whether she knows me or not. She's very talented. But we've had bands, you know, we had Cat Perkins up a couple of years ago. Robbie V we're having come up this year. And then you get your local favorites like Pacheen. You know, if you've ever been to Dempsey's on St. Patrick's Day, you've probably seen Alex Rydell up on the bar playing his fiddle. And he plays a violin like no other. And then, of course, like a band like Post Traumatic Funk Syndrome,
yep.
They always put a good show and just a great group of people. And many of them are educators. And I think mm-hmm. that's just one of the mm-hmm. best things about it is they're teachers. They're teaching it and they're doing it. And it's yep. so great to see.
And they're loving it.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, they do.
Now, Daniel, when you look back at last year in your summer concert series last year, how was the turnout? Has it increased every year with kind of the more word of mouth getting out and around to the community that you guys have this concert series? I mean, is it continuing to grow? Have you added more weeks of shows? Have you added more space for people to come and enjoy the music? How has this developed over the last 5 years then?
Yeah, you know, right away, I think in the initial phase, it was a little, just because of where we came from out of COVID, everyone was a little hesitant. But we've definitely seen momentum year after year after year. You know, we it ebbs and flows the number depending on the way the schedule and the calendar works out. Because obviously the 4th of July is kind of this, you know, blackout date that we know we have to work around. So this year, last year we did 8. This year we're doing 6. Because we really want to pack, you know, get people together and not try to spread our volunteers and our staff too thin. So this year we're doing 3 in June, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th, and then 3 in July, the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd. And then we try to take some time off before we get back up ready to rock and roll for the fall when the regular program season or program time gets kicking in. But we have really seen people from all over the place, you know, people that don't know us, that don't come to church, come to the concert series, and then they might swing by on a Sunday morning to check us out. And whether you do that or not, that doesn't matter. We're just happy that you're coming.
Now, Daniel, when you talk about your church services then over there at First Lutheran Church, a lot of times a lot of people want to know, is it a traditional church service? Is it more modern type of music? Because sometimes the music can obviously really kind of draw people in for church services, if it's a more contemporary Christian style music as opposed to the classical hymns, etc. What can you tell mm-hmm. us about your guys' type of church service you have over there?
Yeah, we do both. Mm-hmm. We're a congregation that's been around in this building. The sanctuary is over 100 years old. As a ministry, it's much longer than that. But we do a service that's led, you know, more of what you would consider traditional, with an organ and the liturgy in the sanctuary at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. And in the summer, we only do one contemporary service in our celebration center at 10:30. And that space was finished in 2019. And so we try to offer something for everybody, knowing that there might be certain preferences, but we also know that there's something for everybody in those services. Mm-hmm. We really will keep those doors open as much as we can.
You guys, you guys have a great website too, and I know that's where I found out more about your summer concert series. So if our listeners just want to go to flcfargo.org, they can find out more about the different sermons, devotions you have going on, as well as the summer concert series, Vacation Bible Experience, everything right there on your website. And thank you for providing the summer concert series for our community. It is fantastic, and I love that you're partnering up with different nonprofits to help raise money for them. And it's just a fun time. It's summer. We should get outside and enjoy. And thanks for your time this morning, Daniel. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much. And I should give one more shout out to our foundation. They help support. They cover all the fees for the bands. We couldn't make money for our ministry partners if it wasn't for our foundation. So we say thank you for those folks who made the decision to help support it again. But yeah, come on over. We're excited to start the summer.
All right. Excellent. That's awesome. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, you take care.
You too. Wednesdays, First Lutheran Church, 619 North Broadway in Fargo, their summer concert series. What a fun time. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And this Wednesday in particular here, he's right. It's going to be gorgeous. Sunny, 78 for our high temp. 8:24, coming up 6:56 tomorrow morning, we will bring you Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing, let's see, Rolling Stones, David Bowie, Wild Cherry, and KC and the Sunshine Band. All that and more tomorrow morning. Flatland Music Flashback again coming up right around 6:56. Stand by. We're heading back to the American Ag Network shortly. Nice sunny day we've got going here. Bonnie and friends wrapping up the coffee club, entering the studio. Going to get things going here for you on this Tuesday. Good morning to you, Janae and Ronnie.
Good morning.
Good morning. It feels like summer today with the sun finally up.
It was chilly this morning.
But 78 for a high today. It's going to, or is it 78?
It'd be nice.
Something like that. 76. 85 today, 76 tomorrow. Well, we were just talking to Daniel D'Amico about...
Do I hear an 81? 92, going once, going twice.
We were just talking about the summer concert series. Tomorrow is going to be lovely, 76, yeah. But 85 today he's got. So, nonetheless, it's gorgeous out there. All right.
I knew you'd eventually get to the right number.
Yeah, whatever. He just spouts off over there as I have to think.
That's why you want me here. Okay. You keep telling me that. Just do what you do. And I'm like, all right.
We're on the show tomorrow. Okay, what are you guys doing on the
Fine.
Show today?
I'll carry
Tuesday,
the heavy load.
Day, which is Nonprofit Day of the Week, so we're going to be visiting with the Red River Children's Advocacy. That today.
Advocacy.
Yeah, advocacy today. I can't get that out.
Well, it's just like the word judiciary.
Judiciary.
Sounds like you've been drinking every time you say it.
Judiciary. How about Worcester sauce?
Where's your sister sauce?
Where's your sister sauce?
Jeff Benda taught us that
Yeah,
one. That
where's your
funny.
Sister sauce? Yeah, Worcestershire.
Something like that.
Worcester. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing that today. Textbook lies we were taught as truths. We'll be taking a qualifier entry today.
Ours didn't call today, so.
Kevin!
What?
Kevin.
Really?
Kevin!
Yeah. He
and then are they're automatically taken out then, right?
I don't know.
How is that? I don't know either.
Well, I don't. I mean,
if their
we're
name
not,
could show up tomorrow or next week,
they'd have to get drawn or picked again to be called.
That's
so.
On a higher pay grade yeah. than us. That's for the boss to figure
we're
out.
We're supposed to mention yeah. one name, and we give them 10 minutes
that's
and 10
right.
seconds to call us. After that, it's out of our hands.
We're
so
very true.
We're sorry, Kevin.
People. We want simple rules. Exactly. We don't want a 2-page long email.
We also
us
want
how
people to
right.
follow the rules.
We skirt them a little
hey,
bit.
Hey, watch it now. Don't give our secrets away, Bonnie.
You can't do that.
I like the skirt rules. Not on that contest, I'm not. But
like, this is business
well,
contest.
Well, yeah, with this one, not on this one. Just in general, I like to skirt the rules. Oh. But not with the yeah. great grocery giveaway, $10,000 in groceries. Good luck to everybody.
There you go.
All right, stay tuned for the Coffee Club. Let's get out of here.
You betcha.
Bonnie and friends, we'll be back 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have yourselves a great day. It's absolutely gorgeous out there. Stay tuned. Coffee Club, they're going to be coming up next.